much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I got sound if you wanna go.
Ready? Rolling.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, talking now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I always say that we are very fortunate in California because we have a lot of disasters.
You guys should smoke more. Not enough kids smoking these days. It's so f***ing cool.
What a ridiculous way to start a day. Well, I hope it doesn't get any worse.
It's like, life is like a snare drum. Whack it.
And now, a report from NBC's Emmy Award-winning journalist, Doug Kriegel.
What do you think of that pizza?
It's a really awesome pizza.
That's good.
That was a report from NBC's Emmy Award-winning journalist, Doug Kriegel.
Our feature presentation.
What was that from?
Apparently Conan O'Brien also at some point discovered the magic of Doug Kriegel from Channel 4 LA.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
I love Doug so much.
I do too. He's so bad.
Welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show, party people. It is a Tuesday. A lot of show today. First, though, this was making the rounds yesterday. Maybe you saw it. The 290-pound man who is now suing White Castle because what?
No,
because he's 290 pounds.
Because he can no longer sit in their booth because there's not enough room now between their stationary table and chair for him to squeeze in behind the table.
So he's not blaming them for his weight. He's blaming them that he has nowhere to sit and eat.
Yep. He loves White Castle. Goes there all the time.
All right.
Loves the number two combo meal. He's a stockbroker named Martin Cressman, 64 years old, weighs 290 pounds. He says for the last 2.5 years, he's been writing strongly worded letters to White Castle, and they have written him back and said that they have plans to expand the booth, but he says it hasn't happened yet. And now he can't sit in there anymore.
Why doesn't he change his weight? Because aren't all fast food restaurants pretty much they got the same distance between the chair and the table?
Yeah, a lot of them do. He claims though that he has no problem finding a place to sit down at other fast food places. He says he fits into airline seats. He says there's something about the White Castle booth. As I looked around the restaurant, I saw there were no tables and chairs that could accommodate a person that merely wanted to sit down and eat his meal.
Yeah.
And they don't give examples here, but he claims that White Castle replied with condescending letters that added insult to injury.
Excellent.
So I'm dying to know.
I'm behind White Castle on that one.
He did mention that there was a coupon for free hamburgers in the letters that they sent back, but he was upset that the cheese was extra. Now, that seems like you're nitpicking at this point. If they're giving you a free hamburger, you could spring the dime for extra cheese. Can't you, fatty? Come on.
Yeah. Fatty.
That tells you all you need to know about him. Like that tells you if whose side you want to be on is that he's upset about that 10 cents.
He says, now my wife goes in to pick up the burgers. I don't want to set foot in the store. He says he feels like an outcast. White Castle pledged to expand his seats. They sent me specs and everything about how the booths were going to be enlarged and made comfortable with people with a little more weight. Now all this time has gone by and nothing was done. So he says that now his civil rights are being violated. He's calling on the Americans with Disabilities Act. He says that not only for him, but he's fighting for pregnant women and handicapped women.
Oh, F you.
So
he's not
there
fighting
you go.
For them.
That's fabulous.
We are getting to the point where the size of Americans has gotten so extraordinarily huge. The average American is so much bigger than he or she was a few years ago.
Sure.
That lots of accommodations are being made in the way they build a lot of things. Cars, roller coaster seats, movie theater seats, everything. I mean, you just can't put people in the seats you used to be able to.
You can 95% of. Like, if I was White Castle, and by the way, for those of you that don't recognize, that's kind of like the in and out of the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
right? Sort of like.
Yeah,
I would write back and go, lose some weight. Sincerely, White Castle.
I got to imagine. Look, I agree with you. I think this guy's crazy to sue, and I hope this is one of those cases where he has to pay every cent of the cost of both sides when he gets thrown out of court. I really do. I hope that. But I will say that I bet there are a lot of people, increasingly more every year, who are in the same situation that this guy.
Same
is.
Boat. You put a boat right outside the restaurant.
Yeah. But look, if I'm this guy and I'm having trouble sitting, I think it's me. I don't think it's them.
Right.
If I look around in a restaurant and I see 40 other people able to sit down and eat White Castle, I go, wait a minute, what's different about me that I can't sit down? and I don't sue the company.
You sue yourself. You file a lawsuit against yourself.
Well, it's America. We sue for everything all the time, always.
I know. But my problem is that people are taking these types of people seriously now. Mm-hmm. And not just him, but anybody that has a frivolous lawsuit. They should just be told, look, yours is the first letter we've gotten about this. And everybody else can eat comfortably. So good luck.
If we get 5,000 more from 5,000 separate people, we will consider
it. Otherwise, drive through.
I wonder why they... That's a good point, too, Kevin.
I don't know.
You can sit in your Batmobile and eat your hamburgers.
He's right. He looks around. Everybody else is having a perfectly good time.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe they don't go every day. Maybe that's the difference.
Maybe. Yeah. But when they do go, plenty of room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People like that bug me. But anyway, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Ooh.
Ryan Gosling.
Nope. We have on today's program Funny Man Jay Moore.
Yeah.
All right.
Who is one of the funniest people I've ever met.
He sure is.
And he is not the, there are different types of comedians. Some of them are super funny when they're doing their act. They've worked out a good act.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super funny when they do it. But they have to somehow work into their material that they already had planned. Jay Moore is not one of those people. He can talk about anything. He may not have had any jokes on any topic before, and he can still just be awesome.
Yeah.
If you can get him to show up, you're guaranteed to have a good
time. That's correct.
Time.
That's right. There is one caveat, and that's that he's not the most reliable man on the planet.
No.
Probably second, but he's not the most. Chris Cornell is going to be on the program today.
Okay.
How about that? One of the best singers of all time?
Yeah.
Talking about, what is it?
He's got a song in a new film, Machine Gun Preacher.
Yes. And all the proceeds are going to charity from that. We're going to tell you about, I don't know if you've seen this video that's making the rounds of this coach who says that we need to be more like dogs.
No, I have not seen that.
We need to be dogs. I had a cat in my house. I didn't like the cat. We need to be dogs. It's unbelievable. He's doing it at a press conference. He's the coach of the Coastal Carolina, what's the word, Bean? What's their?
Chanticleers.
Chanticleers.
That's an odd name.
Yeah, I don't even
terrible name.
Know what it means, but the press conference is priceless. So I can't wait for that. Bean, who won the Miss Universe last night?
Miss Angora, I believe.
Won. That's not okay. We're suing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm definitely suing. I think it was discrimination that our girlfriend, Miss Columbia, did not win the thing. Just based on the fact that she's a Miss Universe pageant contestant who's willing to walk around with no underwear. Come on. Shouldn't he win just for that?
They've been having to tell her to put on underwear.
I love her so much.
How great is that? We also are going to tell you more about William Shatner's new CD. Very excited about that.
Oh, I can't wait so much.
And why do people hate Gwyneth Paltrow? I'm sort of neutral on this. I don't really care either way.
I love her, by the way.
You love her. Ralph, cartoon hates her.
I go back and forth.
Yeah.
Because
she can
be
annoying.
Her email, her goop thing, and I just kind of want to smack her.
Yeah.
But then other times, she seems like a really, really nice person who's trying to do good.
Yeah. Less of that, though. Less
very
of that.
Very talented yeah. actress. Very talented singer. Does a ton
seems
of charity
to be able
work.
To do everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Seems to be a good mom. I think there's a lot of positives in her column. But for some reason, people just hate her so much.
She more than most, for some reason. It seems like she has more, but she rubs people the wrong way more than most celebrities. You don't have such a polarizing figure most of the time. So we'll find out why Ralph hates her, and then we'll take your calls as well on that today. Why do people hate her? I think I'm in the mild dislike category. Sometimes it goes to hate. Sometimes it goes back to mild dislike. It's not.
But
really
then you go see Iron Man.
Iron Man. She's
you
great.
Go see Iron Man. You go,
that's
wow,
true.
She's pretty and she's funny and
yeah.
I like her.
And then I go CGI. So forget that. So we got that all coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Ralph is coming in shortly, I imagine,
yep.
for the Showbiz Beat.
Yep.
You watch either of the Monday Night Games last night, Kevin?
I did not know.
Freaking Tom Brady. How many yards did he end up with, Ralph? It was over 500, right?
All the yards.
All the yards in the world ever, right?
All the yards to give him. All yards possible.
I think the Patriots had 600 and something yards in the game last
night. I stopped watching.
Wow.
I was like, this just makes me angry. I don't even want to watch.
You hate the Patriots anyway because you're an Eagles fan.
I hate him. And they're just that well-oiled robotic machine of football. And I'm like, oh, I don't, it's just depressing.
Because they're so good, you
yes.
mean? Or?
Yes, exactly.
They're so good but aren't having fun? Is that part of it?
That's part of it, too. It's like they're not really exciting to watch. They're just a machine, and they just grind you up. And I was like, oh, I just can't watch this anymore. It's just, okay, they win. I get it.
Let's call it.
They really should have the forfeiture rule in place.
A mercy rule.
A mercy rule. Yeah. Where the other teams say, okay, all right, we get it. All right,
you're 35 points ahead. It's
halftime. See you next time.
Yeah. And congratulations just briefly to, I know we have a lot of Raiders fans that listen to the Kevin and Bean Show, too, for a big win. Very unusual to see the Raiders start a season with a win.
Boy, do the Broncos look horrible.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Kyle Orton is not the answer. There in Denver.
I think the listener that had Muggs put some money on them to win the Super Bowl is going to come pick up the ticket today.
Now they're all screaming for Tebow, of course, because Orton looked lackluster, so they want God's boy in there. Sure. So we'll have to see what happens.
I may decide to be an NFL quarterback because it seems like there are a lot of places where they need one right now. I may take that up.
I cannot support any decision you've ever made more.
I agree.
Would love to see you.
Well, I mean, that's how you... That's what you should do if you're looking for a job is, hey, where's the need? And the need right now is for good NFL quarterbacks, so I think I'm going to try that.
And then you look at your skill set and you go, perfect.
Perfect. Oh. A perfect match. Absolutely.
Please do that. Can you imagine DJ Taint out there just getting hit by 350-pound linemen, just being crushed?
I would never get hit because I would get rid of the ball so fast.
You just start that noise and just throw it right into the ground every play. He would never stop
getting flagged
for intentional grounding.
How dare you?
We have a very different perception
of how my NFL career would go.
That's the noise he would make every time he threw the ball.
All right. Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph is here. It's time for our first look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
That is the noise.
That's the noise. And have to mic him up. Mic'd up!
That's what they
put it on Bean, and then you just hear the NFL Films guys with the parabolic microphones picking that up every play. I've got passes to give away to a movie. Speaking of sports, a lot of people have been looking forward to this one. Brad Pitt stars in Moneyball.
Yay! I don't like baseball, but this looks great.
Story of Oakland A's general manager Billy Bean and his successful attempt to put together a baseball club on a budget, basically. Used computer-generated analysis rather than trusting his... scouts and stuff to pick the guys to fill the positions at the most economical way they could possibly do it. And it worked out very well for that team.
Now, I understand that the team is very profitable. And I have a lot of respect for Mr. Bean. This movie looks great. I don't remember.
Wait, Mr. Bean is running the Oakland A's?
I don't remember the last time the Oakland A's won a World Series. I literally can't remember. It's been so long since they won a World Series. So, is Moneyball the answer?
Well, it changed the way all baseball clubs do it.
Right. It changed the way they put teams together.
From that standpoint.
More so than, you know, how to field the most successful team. Because, look, the truth is you can put together the best pieces in the world, and still that team may not gel enough to go on and win a championship.
Right.
And there's a lot of guys who were kind of thrown together, and you wouldn't see them coming, and suddenly magic happens. That's the great thing about sports, you know.
Yep.
But he did change the way the game was played, so... If you'd like to check it out, Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill, Robin Wright, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and many more people. We are having a special screening for this on Wednesday, September the 21st. The movie's not in theaters until the 23rd, that Friday, so you'll see it before anybody else. If you're one of the first three lucky callers right now at 1-800-520-1067, call now. First three callers, you get through a pair of passes. That's the way it works. Is Jennifer Lopez already dating? Wow, Mark Anthony's corpse isn't even cold yet. She's already dating. She was spotted out to dinner Sunday night with Bradley Cooper, naturally. Doesn't he just have sex with all the hot actresses?
You would think so, right? They have to sign up.
Word is the two seem very romantic during the meal. And it always makes me wonder, if you're Jennifer Lopez, or even if you're Bradley Cooper... Do you, if you're going to go out with someone, do you go out to a restaurant? Do you go out in public and sit there and have a date at a table at a restaurant?
Because you want the pub,
yeah.
Is it all about publicity?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely a conscious choice to go someplace where people will see you rather than not.
Yeah. So sometimes I'm curious about these dates, whether they're actual dates or not, because I'd want to have, you know, coffee on the balcony of my mansion or something if I was really interested in someone, because you don't want to put that extra pressure on a brand new relationship, right?
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis, who also is a guy who seems to get all the best-looking broads, inexplicably. He's been seen with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, well, come on.
Yeah, who's she not been seen with? They were recently at a party together, and Jason was acting pretty much like a fifth grader, started throwing paper at her. Then she turned around and he would like pretend he didn't throw it. Then he started throwing peanuts from the bar at her and stuff. And
yeah.
Then she started throwing nuts back. They were giggling.
It's
and then they ended
grade.
Up all huggy kissy together. So that's how
She's
you get the
whore,
ladies.
Okay?
That's how you get the ladies, fellas. Mm-hmm. Throw nuts at them. Adeline McCord, while we're talking about celebrity romances, her relationship with Kellan Lutz is well over. Her new boyfriend, she introduced him as such to reporters at the New York Post, is Dominic Purcell from Prison Break. Those right. two are make a good-looking couple.
Oh, that's tight.
And it's hard to be Megan Fox.
Sure.
She tells us this week that she had to stop her vegan diet. She was eating just fruits and vegetables for about a year and a half. But she ended up losing just too much weight. She got too thin. So now she's got to eat more crap so she can keep her weight up.
That's a problem a lot of women have.
We all have that problem, I think. Yeah. I was thinking, oh, I'm looking a little gaunt. I should hit that drive-thru on the way home.
Sure need more calories.
Well, I do have a 22-inch waist.
He does. You guys watch the final Entourage?
Did not.
Yeah.
Did you watch on Sunday night?
Yeah.
No.
Adrian Grenier says he got very choked up while filming the last episode. It was very emotional to say goodbye. I guess it is when you do a series for that many years and you work with everybody. You spend more time with those people than you do your family for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's hard to say goodbye, but he said they're all still looking forward to that movie they keep threatening us with, so... The Entourage movie still may be in the works. They certainly left it open for it at the final episode.
Did you see? You watched it all the way to the end, Ralph?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so you saw the obvious setup for the movie.
Yep.
It's a good plot line, I guess.
I think so. I really enjoyed this past season. But just as an aside, did you see Curb Your Enthusiasm Sunday night?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Wow.
Which one was it?
Michael J. Fox?
No, I taped that one.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Using his Parkinson's as a way to harass other people. It was brilliant. And I cannot give enough props to Michael J. Fox for that episode.
For playing along
with
it.
What an enormous sense of humor he must have about something that's a very sort of grave disease and condition that he struggles with on a daily basis. But he was very, very funny about it. And how Larry David gets away with some of the stuff he does just never ceases to amaze me.
And he taught a 7-year-old about the Nazis, too. Yeah. So you'll enjoy that plot line.
Teach a kid, a gay 7-year-old, how to make a swastika. There was that storyline. So he's got that going for him. Would you watch a TV series about Hannibal Lecter?
Who's in it? Who's doing it?
Carrot Top.
Nope.
As Hannibal Lecter.
Can it be that Bucky Larson guy?
Yeah. The guy who was doing the commercials?
Yes, the guy that
I'm Hannibal Lecter! no word yet on the casting, but the Lecter character, of course, wildly popular in feature films like Red Dragon and Silence of the Lambs and Manhunter. The series is being worked on by the guy who created Pushing Daisies, Brian Fuller, working on a drama series in which a young Lecter would develop a relationship with a male profiler at the FBI, and so they would go back and forth.
I think if that's done well, it would be great.
I don't know if it would sustain a weekly series, though. I don't know. And Anderson Cooper debuted his talk show yesterday. Anderson.
How are we supposed to find it?
How are you supposed to find it?
Yeah, it's only named Anderson. How do we know?
How do you know which Anderson they're talking about? He had the Winehouse family on talking about Amy's death. Her dad, Mitch, said she had a series of seizures brought on by binge drinking and then cold turkey kicking the booze. And the family still believes that this is what killed her. I think she had a seizure, Mitch said, and this time there was no one there to rescue her, which is kind of tragic when you think about it. Today's show, Anderson's got Daniel Radcliffe and Gerard Depardieu. Gerard Depardieu, of course, was the French actor who peed on that airplane.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
And when Anderson told the story on CNN, could not stop laughing. About it. Could not stop giggling. Just sad. They gave him a talk show.
Doesn't seem like he would do a lot for his CNN credibility.
Pull it together. God's sakes.
I watched a little bit of yesterday's show, Ralph.
Oh.
He opens it on his bicycle in New York. He cut the beginning of the show riding on a bike in New York traffic toward the camera, talking about what was going to be on that day's show.
See? That's out of the box, man.
But how busy is he that he has to record his opens while he's riding his bike to the studio?
Outside the box. Was he wearing bike shorts?
Yeah, he's wearing the whole outfit.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays.
Side note, not everybody looks good in those outfits.
That's true.
Back to you.
Yeah, but Anderson's pretty.
Sure.
He's pretty buff. Filmmaker Tyler Perry is 42 years old today. Oh, who puts on the grandma costume? Says Hallelujah. Oh, that's funny. Stella McCartney, daughter of legendary Beatle Paul and a fashion designer of some note, is 40 years old today. Singer Fiona Apple. Whatever happened to Fiona Apple?
That's a good question. She's crazy.
Is she crazy?
I think she is. I think she's
still married to Paul Thomas Anderson, the director.
No, I think they broke up.
Oh, they're not together anymore?
No, they're not together
anymore. She's 34 years old. And actor Ben Savage from Boy Meets World turns 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman and walk the showbiz beat.
Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show, funny man Jay Moore joins us later on today. Very much looking forward to that. Man, for a guy who was unemployable a few months ago, now he's got like 20 shows. What the hell is going on with Jay?
He's on fire.
Yeah. All right.
What are you so upset about, Bean? I haven't seen you this upset in a long time.
I'll tell you why I'm upset. Because what's the old expression about how all that needs to happen for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing? We're the good men doing nothing right now. And this is extraordinarily upsetting to me.
Wait, we're the good men?
We're the good men who are doing nothing,
awesome.
Exactly.
All right.
Every once in a while in the news, you'll see something that just gets your blood boiling. I mean, you know, for some people, it's like those poor hikers that crossed over into Iraq and ended up, you know, they're sentenced to 50 years in prison or something like that. And the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton's out there saying, oh, send our people home. And then there's protests and there's hunger strikes and there's people writing letters to government. People care about stuff like that. Then I look over here on the other side. And I see a woman who I think is every bit as much of a hero and a martyr as those hikers were, and nobody's talking about her. And that's the beautiful Catalina Rubio, who I think needs our support because what they're doing to her is unconscionable in modern civilization.
Who's Catalina Rubio?
Well, she's Miss Colombia. Thank you for asking, Kevin. She was one of the contestants for the Miss Universe pageant last night and, by the way, didn't win. Why? Discrimination. Why?
What?
Hate. Hate, that's why.
What are you talking about? Yeah. What world are you talking about?
Because if there's anything a beauty pageant hates, it's hot Colombians. They never do well.
First of all, Colombia should win every year. But second of all, she was reprimanded by the Miss Universe pageant officials and told she must wear panties in her public appearances. They came to her and said, hey, you know, you're out there doing publicity for the pageant. You're wearing the short, short skirt. You're sitting on a stage. How about a little underwear?
So she's up on stage with a tiny skirt and not wearing underwear.
No panties, right.
And you're saying the problem with that is?
The problem with that is that they're coming, first of all, that anyone's telling her that we can see up her skirt. Second of all, that they're coming to her and telling her in the name of quote-unquote decency and quote-unquote hygiene that she should be wearing panties. Why don't you leave her the F alone? Don't you have other problems to worry about in Colombia, like, oh, I don't know, drug trafficking? How about a little less time worrying about Miss Colombia's vagina, a little more time stopping kids from dying of overdoses?
Well,
right?
It's not the country isn't telling her to put panties on.
No, it's a pageant.
It's a producer of the pageant, and that's their job.
To tell them to put panties on?
Yes. It's the same Miss Double December policy that we have every December. It's no nips and no lips.
You know what's
funny?
That's
the official policy
at
the bar.
You know what's funny is
Alex
spends most of her time making sure that happens on the Miss Double December
pageant. I need to have all that covered up, and then you're more than welcome to walk down the runway. But I have no problem if she's doing official business. It's one thing if she was on her own private time, not representing the pageant and the corporation.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, she's doing official business, and she can't, you know, put on a G-string from Victoria's Secret. It's not that hard, lady.
We put up a post at kevinandbean.com, by the way, where you can see the whole story. You can see a photo gallery of Miss Colombia, including video, by the way, of the incident on stage. And
right.
I just...
We're putting up porn. Fantastic.
She's an adult, first of all, and she is capable of dressing herself.
Clearly not.
I'm with Bean on that one. Is she of age?
Does
she look good pretty much most of the time?
Yes, always. Fantastic. Right.
If she wants to participate in this organization, she has to follow their rules.
This organization is having trouble getting any interest. I'm suggesting perhaps they just let that roll. And all of a sudden, everybody's going to be interested in Miss Universe again.
Hey, I know it's been a long time since I was rooting for anybody.
Right.
I'll tell you that. All right, let me ask Gestapo producer Alex over there. So how about braless? She's not allowed to go braless either? Is that to violate some sort of decency code that you and your minions have come up with?
Not if you see nips. You know, I mean, you have to cover that up. Now, I, you know, particularly we're dealing with FCC regulation.
Donald Trump cannot have her walk out and make it, you know, like the right. California pole dancing championship.
But you're, well, again, that would help. But you're talking about the pageant. I think Bean's talking about her going out and making appearances.
Yes.
Should be fine.
I'm saying, all right, let me put it another way. Who gets hurt by public vagina display from Miss Columbia?
Well, first of all,
who gets hurt? Is it the children? Are we worried about the children now?
Just because you have hot face does not mean it's good downstairs. I think we all remember the Britney Spears debacle.
Right.
We all remember a lot of these girls flashing their goods when they were trying to get out of a car.
Okay, so let's have a review board, and they go, yeah, you know what? That's a pretty good one.
So
it's okay.
It's not an automatic that it's a great thing that a girl's not wearing underwear.
No, I'm with Alex on this one because... They're not all, you know, as long as they're Miss Universe contestants, okay.
Yeah, I do recall that every time we've seen those pictures of women who show up.
Paris,
yeah,
Britain.
You guys are always like, you really want to see him, and then you're like, oh.
It's never
like,
yeah,
great.
But let us make that decision.
Really
don't let the man make that
it.
Decision. I'm saying let us decide whether we want to look at it more or not. I don't think, look, as far as I'm concerned, Alex, you and Donald Trump, who runs the Miss Universe pageant, you're practically Al-Qaeda at this point. I mean, this is how it begins. This is what happens when you start restricting personal freedoms. What's next for you people? When are you ever going
to
be satisfied?
You people?
Well, I would like to put them in full veils so you just see their eyes when they're walking down the runway. Look, because, okay, here's why it's embarrassing. A lot of the work that these women do, you know, it's charity work. It's talking to other groups of women.
Boring.
Or they're going to a shelter to help, you know, abused children.
Boring.
So you're standing there donating a check to some orphanage, and then, oh, cooch. It's not good.
Hey, happy surprise.
How much more money would you raise at a charity event with a bottomless Miss Columbia? Are you people not using your heads? Are we not living in the same world where that's currency?
The events aren't happening in a darkened club in Vegas with dollar bills.
Thank God.
No, you're not going to raise that much money.
Well, I'm curious to see if the listeners are right and Alex is once again wrong. If you want to go to KevinAndBean.com, again, you can see a post with a photo gallery of our friend Miss Columbia. You could also see a video of the incident. And also there's a poll, and these are your options on the polls. It's about Catalina's underthing. So there's a poll. Yeah. There's certainly a poll. You can choose A, it's totally up to her whether to wear panties or not. B, she should wear panties in public. Or C, she should never be allowed to wear them. So those are your options if you want to go to KevinAndBean.com.
And don't get me wrong.
Literally ban them.
I'm on her team.
Yes, me too.
I don't wear them unless I need to if I'm in a dress. But if my job was to be a model and to look at all the time and my clothing was a part of my gig, yeah.
Are you having trouble with viewership on this TV show?
Yes, you are.
This is the answer.
Correct.
This is making insanely good sense to me.
If you weren't listening to the Kevin and Bean Show yesterday, you did not hear us play highlights from the new William Shatner album. Yes, you heard correctly. When you hear the captain doing Bohemian Rhapsody, it will change your world. So we'll play some more highlights for you coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jay Moore on the show today, and why do people hate Gwyneth Paltrow? Tell me about your new hero.
Well, I don't watch a lot of post-game press conferences from sports. Because it's all the same questions and it's all the same answers.
Yeah.
Every single time. Same question, same answer. It's like the coach knows what the people are going to ask. The people know what the coach is going to answer. Why go through all that? But that's true before the Coastal Carolina coach. Now, I've, of course, never heard of the school.
No one has.
The Coastal Carolina Bean?
Chanticleers. They are in Conway, South Carolina, which is apparently near Myrtle Beach. Which some people have heard of. And I can't imagine how tiny this division is, but I guess they have a coach who is very colorful and had a press conference talking about an upcoming game. This is Coach David Bennett.
You can go to KevinAndBean.com if you want to see Crazy Eyes himself. But I would watch every single press conference this guy did because I'm going to play a clip here. It's about 50 seconds long, and it's uninterrupted by the media, because they have no effing idea where he's going with this or what's going on. He just tells a story. I guess he's trying to explain how he is motivating his players and what he wants them to be like. Listen to this.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament before practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, it's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
We need more coaches like that.
Oh, my God.
We need more dogs.
Are you kidding? That guy's awesome.
I'm so confused. What happened to the cat?
He killed it and ate it for dinner.
Oh, I hope
we
not.
We don't need more
cats.
Let's
ask him. We can ask him.
David Bennett, the Coastal Carolina football coach, is on the phone with us now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
We're good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Just playing some audio of your press conference and your story about the cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good stuff.
I appreciate that.
Very good stuff.
Yeah.
Did you have any idea that that would be such a viral sensation when you were speaking the other day?
No, I don't understand why people are so still talking about it. It's just the truth. I just tell my boys, well, we need to play. And I think it was a pretty good story to give them an example of how we need to play.
Right.
We need more dogs.
We need more dogs.
We need more cats. Yeah.
Right.
We don't need that.
Right.
We need dogs.
Right.
Yeah.
Are your players acting like cats too much? Is that the problem?
Yeah, too much cats. Like, meow. Yeah. Oh, clean myself. Oh, look, I'm going to rub my paw against my ear. Oh, lick it, lick it, lick it. No, we don't need that. We need dogs. Dogs lick their junk.
Wait a second. You're telling them to lick their junk?
No, I'm just saying that's the kind of mentality we need.
I got you.
You're going to lick anything, you're going to be licking there.
I see.
Now, oh, lick me. Oh, I got a little bell on my collar. Oh, lick me. And you got to be dogs. We don't need to play no mice either. Don't be like mice. Ooh, cheese. I love cheese. I got a long tail. Oh, look. Oh, look. Slap. Right in the mouth. Slap. No, we need dogs.
All right. So no mice, no cats.
No guinea pigs either. Oh, guinea pigs. Oh, we'll eat here. Eat lettuce. I'm going to stay in a big glass case. Oh, look at all the little kindergarten kids. Pet me. Oh, I'm going to stay in the kindergarten. No, no. We need dogs.
You need dogs.
Is there a point, Coach, at which there are too many animals brought into the analogy and your kids just get confused?
No, I don't think so. I think they understand what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You don't want to be no lizard either. Lizard just sits on a rock in the sun. Ooh, I'm not going to move. I'm just going to sit in the sun. No, yeah. We need dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need a garter snake either.
Okay.
Don't need any garter snake.
Do you have players
in the grass and just go back and forth and, oh, I'm going to eat some bugs. Oh, look at me. Oh, I'm a garter snake. Oh, somebody's coming with a rake. Oh, I better run. Oh, no, we need dogs.
Dogs. Right.
Dogs.
So what do your players do then to be like dogs when they go out onto the field?
Be dogs.
Dogs, yeah. Sorry.
Well, dogs, I'm saying that they got a mindset. They're aggressive, and they're loyal.
Right.
And, you know, they got a fleas that itch them, you know?
Right.
They don't sit around and say, oh, put powder on me, take care of my fleas. They take care of their own fleas. And that's what they got to do. In the business of football, you got to take care of your own fleas.
I don't know what that means.
You got to take care of your own fleas.
Yeah.
That's what, you don't speak English?
Well, I'm saying, do they have fleas?
What do you cat? Oh, explain everything.
I'm not a cat.
Me.
No,
oh,
I...
no, explain everything.
I'm a dog.
I'm going to poop in the box and fill it up with clay. No. Oh, look at me.
Hey, I'm a dog. I'm a dog.
You're no dog.
I'm a dog.
You're no dog. You're like a hummingbird. Oh, I'm going to float over this flower.
How dare you?
I'm going to pick out a flower. Oh, the flower's so pretty. Oh, look at me. I'm hovering and my little wings going faster than anything. Oh, my heart's going so fast because I'm a little hummingbird. You're no dog.
You have a rich fantasy life going on in your head, Coach.
Hey, you dogs.
Hey, good.
Uh-oh. Is this practice?
No, it was my kids.
Oh, okay. Update on Pantygate. We were talking about our friend Miss Columbia. Pictures and video up at KevinandBean.com being told to wear panties in public. Here's what the listeners are saying so far, in case you're curious, Kevin. Totally up to her whether to wear panties in public or not. 39%.
Ah, it's my people.
She should always wear panties in public. 10%. She should never be allowed to wear panties. 52%. So those are actually our people.
Wow.
Those are actually our people. You can see all the pictures, all the video of Miss Columbia, and vote at KevinandBean.com. Right now, the Afro line is on the air. 323-520-AFRO is our number. You call us. We play you back on the radio.
October 7th, Human Centipede 2. What?
Dude, have you seen the new trailer?
I have not.
Strong. I know everything we read about Human Centipede 2 said, too far, we're not going to go. But when I saw this trailer, I thought, I may have to check it out.
Well, you have to let me know. Because he said it was going to be a lot grosser than the first one.
A lot grosser than the first
right,
one.
So
no. Come on, you guys.
I think I'm going to let you go. And then you let me know.
Sorry, what? He said that the first Human Centipede movie is going to look like My Little Pony compared to the second one.
Oh, my God.
Right.
He is such a sick man.
Yeah, he is. But Beatles see it.
Okay.
And he can tell us all about it.
Hey, Beer Mug, that's not funny.
That's pretty good.
That, of course, is a reference to Beer Mug trying to be funny when he said,
"That's not brown rice."
That's not brown rice. That's not brown rice.
Strong.
Let's see here. Here's a guy that wants to comment on our topic. Rolling Stone did a reader's poll of the worst songs of the 90s.
Mm. Hey, Kevin and Bean. Concerning the worst songs of the 90s, man, I got really nostalgic there. Especially when that girl said, you know, "Steal My Sunshine" by Len. Man, I haven't heard that song since yesterday. You guys.
We didn't say we weren't playing any
right.
of them.
Right.
How dare you? You know, Ralph, I think was in love with that announcer guy that did the commercial for Bucky Larson. Really,
oh, yeah.
He liked him a lot.
I'm Dr. Dante, and my recommendation for curing the back-to-school blues is to see Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star.
Merrill Garland and Kevin Smith, Hollywood Babylon. Go see it. I know you're going, because I just hypnotized you into going. Oh, yeah. Rated R.
Hey, by the way, this is Bucky Larson. You may have noticed when Ralph was doing the movie box office recap from the weekend. Not only didn't make the top 10, it came in at number 15 for the week. $1.5 million box office. Ouch. A 0% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
now, Rotten Tomatoes is where they take all of the movie reviews, hundreds and hundreds of movie reviews from across the country, and then they average what their ratings is. A 0 on Rotten. There was not one movie reviewer in the country who was willing to stand up and say it was a good movie.
So there's going to be another one?
And this is co-written by Adam Sandler, by the way, who's got a pretty strong box office record.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't for me. I was surprised to see that Bucky Larson wasn't for anyone.
This guy is, you know, we have people that call and tell us we suck all the time. We say, be specific, so we know exactly what you didn't like.
I'm not positive, but I'm pretty positive you guys blow. Not specifically talking about anything, just in general.
Just in general. All right.
All right. Well, that's fair, I guess.
That's good enough, as long as we know that.
So, we got Adele singing the next James Bond theme, huh? Well, let's go through some title choices here. Golden Sigh, The Buffet Is Not Enough, Pie Another Day, and, of course, you can wrap the whole thing up with Casino Royale with cheese.
I think there's one guy out there who insists that Adele is fat. He calls every time she's in the news. I love him.
But he felt a little bad about that call, so we call back.
You know what? I'm sorry. I just made that Adele call, and I'm really kind of ashamed of myself. I left out Dr. No Dessert Is Too Big and Quarter Pounder of Solace.
Quarter Pounder of Solace. That guy does good work. Lisa was asking for names for her new dog. Mm-hmm. The listeners came up with Boner, and
yep.
That's what she's going with, and I believe that's what this guy's calling about.
Hey, Lisa May. I've been seeing you at the dog park, and I've been wanting to come up and talk to you, so got a few pickup lines that I think might work.
Right.
Hey, I heard you call him Boner. It's like,
yeah.
Hey, Lisa May. Funny, I named mine Boner, too. Or, I'm Bean.
Any of those work?
No. How dare you. Ralph Garman joins us every hour about this time for the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday. What's going on, Ralph?
Hey, I want to give you a heads up. If you're heading to Vegas in October, you may want to check out Foster the People.
October 1st?
October 1st?
That's when I'm going.
No, sorry.
All right.
No, apparently they're going to be playing the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, making their return to the Cosmopolitan Thursday, October the 20th. They'll be performing at the Boulevard Pool, which is a very cool place to see a concert. Doors open at 7. Show is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. If you'd like to get your tickets, they're available online at CosmopolitanLasVegas.com. You can check them out there. Foster the People will be playing with special guests Cults and Reptar. So you can check them out if you're so inclined. Should be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like Vegas in the early fall, like September, October, when it cools down a little bit, but it's still warm enough at night. You can go out there and get your... get your pumped up kicks on. So
sure,
it's a balmy 90 by October, right?
Yeah. So I just want to give you a heads up. If you're going to be in Vegas or you want to check out Foster the People, you can see him at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. Very cool place to see a show. Interesting list today from Forbes magazine. I always get entertained by their highly paid lists. And this list is entertainment's highest paid man. These are guys in sports, broadcasting, film, who made the most money in the past 12 months from May 2020 to May 2011.
Okay.
This is the list of the top 10 dude moneymakers. Here we go. Number 10, Tiger Woods. Can't win a freaking tournament, but he's still pulling in the cashish.
And that's because his endorsement deals haven't run out yet that he signed before the incident, right?
In a year, he made $75 million.
All right. In one year.
Not too bad for a guy who's not doing well. Howard Stern, satellite radio talk show host, $76 million. He was number 9 on the list. Leonardo DiCaprio, $77 million he made.
Wow.
Jeez.
Dr. Phil.
Oh.
Seventh on the list. $80 million.
What?
From May to May, from last
Dr.
year to this
Phil
year.
Dr. Phil makes more than Howard Stern.
Yes.
What the?
And more than Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's unbelievable. He must own that show or something, right?
He does. Author James Patterson, $84 million.
Wow.
Not bad for writing books. Simon Cowell, producer and TV celebrity, $90 million he made from May to May. 1 year. This is for 1 year.
Yeah.
I don't know if I made that clear or not.
Yeah.
1 year.
So this is how much they made their entire career since they took their first job until their last breath?
This would be 1 year.
Oh, 1 year. Sorry.
Sir Elton John, fourth on the list. $100 million.
Wow.
He was touring. I guess that's a big part of it.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a musician who started in the 60s who's still making that kind of money in the 2010s.
In a year.
Yeah, in a year, right.
Steven Spielberg, producer, director, $107 million he made in a year.
Wow.
Jerry Bruckheimer, another producer, $113 million he made in a year.
And Spielberg, by the way, you mentioned producer. He didn't even have a movie out in the last year, I don't think. I think this is all from his various movies and TV shows. Yeah, but he's producing
them,
I'm saying.
Yeah,
he hadn't made a movie as a director. He just basically, you know, backs him, I guess, at this point and makes so much money.
Number one on the list. Any guesses? Number one, who made the most money in the past year?
Lead singer of Plain White Tees.
No, that is not the correct answer. Although
it's a good guess, right?
No, it isn't.
Not a good guess.
It's a poor guess.
Okay, sorry. No.
Anyone?
Guys from Owl City?
Bueller?
What?
Nothing.
Owl City? Really?
Owl City is an awesome guess.
Not a musician. I'll give you a hint. I'll help you out. Okay.
Not a musician.
Not a musician.
Okay. I'm out.
The guy who works at Jiffy Lube that works on my car?
All right, look, if you're not going to get serious.
I really don't have any idea.
If you're not going to take it seriously, then we're not playing.
You turn this car around?
And then you don't need the answer because you obviously don't care.
No, I care.
You don't
I want to know who it is.
Even make a legitimate guess.
I want to know. All right, I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to take a legitimate guess. Is it Brad Pitt?
It is not Brad Pitt.
Is it George Clooney?
Is it a movie star?
It is not. Well, yes, it is a movie star. Oprah? Did you say
that one movie 25 years ago?
She's not a movie star. Lisa.
I mean, kind of.
She's a TV star.
She did the rest of it.
And this is all. This is the all male list, by the way, from Forbes too.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks not on the list of the top 10, at least.
Just thinking of massive major big time movie stars.
I don't know.
Here.
You're not thinking of the biggest.
Not thinking of the biggest.
I saw a peek. You guys are never going to get it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that vote of confidence.
I'll just tell you.
All right.
Tyler Perry.
Oh, not against it.
Of course.
Yes!
Producer and actor.
Wow.
$130 million from the span of May 2010 to 2011.
Oh, my God.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
That's what you get. Hallelujah. Right there.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler, by the way, celebrates his 42nd birthday today.
How about that?
How do you do that? Well, got everything.
And he made that probably the year before as well.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I want to thank listener Juan Ponce for sending in this clip that he entitled, "This is what Kevin would look like if he was on TV."
How dare you?
This is one of our favorite types of clips. This is a reporter named Mark McAllister. He is on a TV network called the Global News Network from Canada.
Okay.
Mark was doing a story on some military upgrading about some F-18 fighter pilots and the new planes they were buying.
Right.
This is a meltdown of mythic proportions.
All right.
He's doing the live read in the news studio, and you can hear him get so depressed at the end. He just says, I'm sorry. Back to you. He apologizes for his horrible reporting skills and then sends it back to the anchor. If Kevin was a reporter, I'd like to think this is what he would sound like on live television.
Now, Defense Minister McLeod did confirm today that more than 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 600 deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend that how the NOLAN remerges RN, while the university or the UN mission as whole received support from all batteries in the hues of the gardens of today. Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
Oh, man.
He actually speaks well English.
Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
Oh, that's sad.
One more time with Mark McAllister.
I'll tell you what happened is once you start melting and you know you've lost it, because I can speak from experience, it's really tough to turn that car around.
It's Kevin.
You're thrown off. Now you're nervous because you know you're screwing up.
Now, Defense Minister McLeod did confirm today that more than 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 600 deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend that how the NOLAN remerges RN, while the university or the UN mission as whole received support from all batteries in the hues of the gardens of today. Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
Oh my God. That's the gardens of today. I don't even know what that means.
That's better than anything I've ever done.
Oh, if we gave you enough time, if we put you in front of a camera and made you say a paragraph, I think we'd get something just as good.
But isn't he reading?
Off a teleprompter. Yeah. He's trying to read.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah.
I just think the heavy birtation lady is breathing a sigh of relief right now.
I love that so much.
I think she's got an excuse. She's got the mini stroke. I think he just melted down.
Sweet.
The Garvins of today.
He is saying words that don't exist.
Today's celebrity birthdays. As I mentioned, Tyler Perry's 42 years old today. Fashionista Stella McCartney celebrates her 40th birthday. Singer Fiona Apple is 34. And Ben Savage, actor from Boy Meets World, also the brother of Fred Savage. What a talented family. He's 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
One of our favorite guests of all time, Jay Moore, joins us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we'll take your calls on why people hate Gwyneth Paltrow. Is it true that people are applauding when she dies in Contagion? Spoiler alert, by the way. First, though, William Shatner, who I love so much, has a new album coming out on October the 11th. It is called Seeking Major Tom. We played some clips from it yesterday, and I think the runaway fan favorite of the ones we previewed yesterday, I think, was his take on Queen's classic Bohemian Rhapsody. Listen up.
Mama, just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun.
What's happening?
But now I've gone and thrown it all away.
Is he the only one doing this kind of spoken word type singing?
I think he is. He's so good at it. Again, October 11th is when Seeking Major Tom comes out. William Shatner joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Bill.
Kevin and Bean, how are you?
Very good.
Great.
How are you?
I couldn't be better.
Okay.
Seeking Major Tom.
Yeah.
What's the theme of this record for people who are just hearing about it for the first time, Bill?
Well, basically, it's a collection of songs about space and science.
Okay.
Things that I guess I'm known for.
Sure.
Through Star Trek and my other projects.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, yeah. And at 80-something years old, you never stop. I mean, you're working on records, it seems like, all the time, and then you're writing books, and you're directing things, and you're acting, and then you're doing commercials. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, I love it. I love it. I love to keep busy. I love to do work that people enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm working on a brand new album right now. I'm in the studio as we speak.
Oh, this one hasn't even come out yet. It's not coming out till October.
I know, but I was so energized.
Okay.
By the process that I'm putting together a brand new collection of songs. In fact, it's perfect for you,
okay,
Kevin and Bean, because it's music that has been featured on your station for many, many years.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. Music covers of alternative rock hits.
Okay.
calling Shatner Hits or
Shatner Hits. Let's just keep it with Shatner Hits.
Well, we haven't decided on the title yet.
Well, you might want to consider that.
Okay, that's getting, that's close to making me nervous. All right, so are these songs that you are familiar with, or do you have young people who come to you and say, oh, these are popular, you should do these?
No, these are my favorites.
Your
From
favorites.
Listening to your program over the years, I've culled my favorites. Put them together on a list, and then done covers of them.
I know, is this right, coming
I'm
out?
I'm looking
this
forward to you hearing them.
Yeah, well,
I want to hear your take on them, okay. What your impression is of my work.
Okay, all right.
The first song, I believe I sent you a demo copy.
You have the demo copy? Yeah. Okay, we have it, yes.
The first is one of my favorites, Rage Against the Machine. Killing in the Name.
Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Huh.
Shatner hits. Let's go with Shatner hits.
Let's go with Shatner
hits. I think is
maybe
safer.
Even
right.
William.
So that doesn't make us forget Zach, but that's an interesting take on Rage. What else did you do,
None
Bill?
One of my favorite songs that you guys play all the time.
Okay.
Harvey Danger's Flagpole Sit-Up.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
Been around the world and found that only stupid people are breeding. The cretins cloning and feeding. And I don't even own a TV. They put me in the hospital for nerves, and then they had to commit me. You told them all I was crazy. They cut off my legs, and now I'm an amputee. God damn you!
All right, very nice.
How about
very
nice. How about some Limp Bizkit? Nookie.
I'm
how
sorry?
About the Nookie? How about your Nookie?
Limp Bizkit?
How about some Nookie?
But you're saying Limp Bizkit?
Limp Bizkit. Nookie.
I did it all for the Nookie. The Nookie. So you can take that cookie and stick it up your... Yeah! Stick it up your... Yeah. Stick it up your... Yeah.
I don't like that version.
You guys like Sublime?
Yeah, love.
I'm a huge Sublime fan.
I wouldn't have pegged you as such, but all right.
Date Rape.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, no. Come on, Bill.
That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to. He had his way. She said, let's go. He said, no way. Come on, babe. It's your lucky day. Shut your mouth. We're going to do it my way. Come on, baby. Don't be afraid. If it wasn't for date rape, I'd never get laid.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Kind of creepy hearing that from you, though. I got to be honest.
Don't say that's so true. Don't
say very true.
Don't say that.
And it wouldn't be an album of alternative hits or shat hits or shit.
Just William Shatner sings the hits is fine.
That's better.
A little Nirvana.
Oh, okay, absolutely.
With the lights on, it's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid. And contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us. A mulatto. An albino. A mosquito. My libido. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank awesome. You very much, fellas. I'm glad you
still
enjoyed
it. Still can't believe those are the words. So Seeking Major Tom comes out October 11th, and then we'll see the new Alternative Hits album sometime after that. William Shatner sings the hits. Right. I think. Okay. We gotta go.
We do have.
Hey, party people, thanks a lot for tuning into the Kevin Amin Show on a Tuesday. Ralph Garman, I'm glad you're in here.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Check 1, 2. Hello? Hello?
Got a clip. What is this, Kevin? This is from the Movie Beat last week?
This is from the Movie Beat yesterday when Ralph was recapping the top 10.
Okay.
And, his thoughts on Contagion.
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Contagion was number one. Brand new film from Steven Soderbergh with Matt Damon. $23.1 million. Made it number one. I think people went just to see Gwyneth Paltrow die a horrible death. That's my guess.
It's my guess.
That's what you would
see
go
her
for?
Seize and, and die. I'd pay $15 if that's all they showed me. If it was a 2-minute segment, an IMAX 3D of
so
Gwyneth
much?
Paltrow dying on a gurney, I would say, here is my money, sir.
Why do you hate her so much?
Good morrow to you, I would say.
The question that was not answered is, why do you hate her so much? And I have to spring to my Gwynnie's defense because, you know, I love her.
See, I was indifferent until you said my Gwynnie. Now I got to side with Ralph.
She's beautiful. She's talented. She's a great actress. She's a terrific singer. She seems like a really nice person. What's to hate about Gwyneth Paltrow? I don't understand where this hate comes from. And I know that you're not alone on this. I know there's a whole bunch of people out there that hate her. But why?
Because she has been jammed down our throats as this superstar, movie star. And it's like Bean saying, oh, she's a great singer. She's a great actress. No, not really. Not a great singer. Did you see her sing live on the Oscars last year?
Yeah, I thought she was really good. Oof. I thought she was really good.
Oof. Fine. Actress? Fine.
Yeah, she's not bad at either.
Beautiful? No.
No, except for an Iron Man.
Fine. She's not a movie star. She's never starred in a movie that where she was the reason the movie was a hit. If anything, she sort of coattails other successful films. She has smaller roles in movies that do well because of the premise or the real star of the movie, like Iron Man or something like that. She's just fine, and yet she's treated as this Hollywood royalty. Oh, she's this brilliant actress, and she sings, and she's multi-talented, and she's stylish, and she will tell us how to live our lives via her website, Goop. And she will give you all the advice you need about how to make your life worth living because she eats yogurt, and she stretches every morning. Like, F you, shut up and go away.
Is it mostly her website, Goop?
Like, no, if she has that never is done representative that. Of her entire persona. That okay. website represents everything that I dislike about her. That sense of entitlement that has that rarefied world she lives in, and yet she tries to say she's just one of us. She's a common person who will give you all the basic life advice that you need. Shut up and die in Contagion.
But there are actually rich people in the world, and maybe her website is for them. Is that a crime that she's talking about things that maybe a lot of people can't afford, but a lot of people can?
She doesn't position it that way. She positions that website as, this is for you, ladies. This is for the common ladies. Here you go. I'm going to help you.
You working mothers. Can't get everything done.
Get your macrobiotic goat milk out for your kids and pour it over the twigs and berries that I serve my kids for breakfast. And it is just, it's a big lie. She's so out of touch. And she has been given this, she's been anointed with this crown that she wears, and I can't understand why.
The next time you're in Paris, here's a good restaurant.
Oh, yes. Nothing like croissants with the rising sun over the Seine. As I was saying to Chris the other day, you should try it too, ladies. Well, F you, because it's all I can do to give my kid a cold Pop-Tart and get him to school on time with the carpool.
All right, let me ask you this. You said she's out of touch. Do you think she genuinely believes she is trying to help with
this
advice?
I do.
Or do you think she's trying to rub everybody's face in that she's better than
them? She's clueless. At worst, she's devious. But she may just be stupid, which is another reason I think not to be
Hey, I'm
fond
stupid.
Of her.
You don't hate me.
Yeah, but you don't go around saying, oh, live like me, wear shorts all the time and striped shirts and lose your key card and lock your keys outside your house.
There's some good things about me, too.
There are some good things about me.
So half of it sounds like, Ralph, is that you think she's way too big a star for her talent. You think that's blown way out of proportion.
Yes, absolutely.
Kind of like how for so many years it used to drive me crazy that Dane Cook could sell out three nights at Madison Square Garden because he's not funny. It's the same sort of thing. Like, how did this happen that this person is so popular and doesn't deserve it? That's part of it.
At the top of my head, I could list you 10 actresses that are her contemporaries that crush her in the talent department. Absolutely don't have nearly the fame or the reputation that she has in Hollywood.
Did it tick you off when she won an Oscar for Shakespeare in Love?
No, I thought that was a great performance. And again, in a film that was largely supported by Joseph Fiennes and Ben Affleck and a bunch of other good performances, she's fine when she's cast well. She's fine, but she certainly isn't a movie star in the sense of, like, she didn't deliver like a Charlize Theron performance in Monster, for example, where she carried the film and was blew everybody away with that given performance. I thought it was a fine performance. I had no problem with her winning the Oscar.
Let's go to the
phones. But that's the last time she's done anything of note. When's the last time you said, "Oh, a new Gwyneth Paltrow movie? Oh, I can't wait to get in there this week and get to the box office and give them my money because I got to see the new Gwyneth Paltrow movie."
Not because of her, but in Iron Man, I thought she looked great and was great.
But you didn't go for Gwyneth Paltrow.
Not at all.
And could any other actress been cast as Pepper Potts in that film and served it just as well?
Probably. Probably.
Definitely.
Let's take a call. The number's 1-800-520-1067. Stephanie would like to weigh in. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, and also, who names their kid Apple? That's kind of annoying on a female side.
Again, I think that's indicative of her just thinking, oh, I'm so special, and my children are going to be named special things. I'm going to name them after fruit, and it's going to be wonderful, and I'm unique, and I live in this magical kingdom.
I feel bad for that kid.
Yeah, I do, too. That kid's going to get beat up.
Stephanie, did you have any kind of an opinion on Gwyneth Paltrow before she named her kid Apple?
I thought she was okay, but I never actually heard of her until, what, Shakespeare in Love? And
yeah,
that was okay, but
well, here's right. the thing, though. It does do a disservice to people like her that the hype is so ridiculously high. Then you have to go, look, I didn't care about her, but don't give me all this hype about her. Now you have to kind of go the other direction.
But
on
where's
her.
All the hype coming
you,
from?
Who's creating?
My Gwynnie!
She is my sweet Gwynnie. But who's, thank you for the call, Stephanie. Who's creating the hype, though? I mean, is some of it just that she is a tabloid target, so you see her, pictures of her everywhere? That's not really her fault.
I'll tell you, this website of hers really has been her downfall. That was the final nail in the coffin for a lot of people.
That's where you realize what her mindset is.
There's a fake Twitter account on Twitter. You should look it up if you get a chance, called Pepper Paltrow. Pepper Potts was the name of the character she played in Iron Man, so they call it Pepper Paltrow. And it is someone writing hilarious tweets as if it's from Gwyneth Paltrow about everyday occurrences and how you should live your life. For example, they'll tweet, oh, lazy Sunday, sitting on the couch watching Lion King with the kids. Only bad part was feeding the entire cast an orchestrated intermission. You know, so she's got the Broadway version in her living room. That's the mentality. Like, she's trying to tell you she's this every person, but she is living this ridiculous lifestyle.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. I'm sure you have all of your own reasons why you hate Gwyneth Paltrow. We want to hear about them. Coming up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm a little nervous looking at these Kevin and Bean Facebook comments. The topic is, why do people hate Gwyneth Paltrow? And I think, honestly, Ralph, if you were to give the sign to start putting torches up and heading toward the castle and taking care of her, I think they'd do it on your command. I really do.
Trust me, it's on the Garmy's list of things to do. We got it. We have a hit list, and she's on it.
Kara writes in, I can't explain it. She just looks like she smells bad. And there's definitely something wrong with her neck. I'm with you, Ralph. She's just awful. Janine, yes, I can't stand her face, her voice. I even hate her husband and kids. I know it's not rational, but it's true.
Yes, wow, he just causes hate.
That's ridiculous.
Jessica says, and then we'll go to your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Gwyneth Paltrow is pretentious. The Oscar she won is a slap in the face of people who actually have talent. She didn't do anything Oscar-worthy in that film. She did show her boobs, by the way. I think she should get some points for that.
You know, in the scene in the movie,
they're not spectacular boobs.
When a demon or the devil takes a human form and walks into the room and all the people are fooled by it, but the dogs go, that's what's happening. People just, they don't know why. They're just going to sense that she's evil and wrong and bad and you should hate her.
Not positive, but
you can tell underneath that seemingly angelic exterior, there's something evil going on there.
Let's try line four. John's going to get us into an area we have not yet discussed about Gwyneth Paltrow. Hi, John. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for holding on. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa, Ralph. How you doing?
Good.
Good. You know, I think a lot of her charm just comes from the people she's dated and who her parents are. I think that's how, you know, she got thrust into the limelight.
She is one of those people who was born on third base and thinks she hit a triple. That's for sure.
So, in other words, she dated Ben Affleck, if I remember correctly,
and
right?
Brad
she dated
Pitt.
Brad Pitt. And then she married a rock star. Do you think some of it is just jealousy from people that she's had this life where she's had so much handed to her or has been in situations where she gets to live the dream?
I think she's been in the right place at the right time in the right movies. And I think people just kind of are annoyed that, you know, you have other actors that are, you know, working harder and, you know, get less respect just because, you know, they're not dating. They're not on, you know, the front page of, you know, the news magazines. I think that's what it is.
Her first movie role was given to her by her godfather, Steven Spielberg.
I think people wouldn't be jealous so much if she understood that. And was always grateful and always put that out there and said, look, I know I'm lucky or whatever, but she doesn't seem to really have that.
Let's try Jim. He's on line two, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jim, why do you hate Gwyneth Paltrow?
Good morning, K-Rock.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, if you recall a few years back, she introduced Anthony Hopkins for some Lifetime Achievement Award on the Oscars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And number one, she thought she was the Queen of England. And number two, she started calling him Anferny.
Anfer-y.
And I was thinking, yeah, you have to go back and look at the
Wait,
clip.
Wait, A-N-F-E-R?
Yes.
What?
Go back. I
would expect that from Tracy Morgan, but not from Gwyneth Paltrow.
And everybody was thinking, what's going on? They even had a close-up of Anthony. He was like, are they introducing me or somebody else?
You know, I thought she said Anthony.
I thought she said Anthony, too.
Anthony, maybe Anthony, maybe you're right.
That's
but it was
funny.
Not Anthony, which is his name, I believe.
And if it's a Lifetime Achievement Award, I don't know, learn how to say the
yeah.
name.
Get it right.
Google it.
All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Tiana, line one. Hi, Tiana. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
I find it irritating that she speaks Spanish like a Spaniard. She claims to be fluent after having lived in Spain for a year as a teenager, and it drives me crazy.
Well, is she fluent?
Is she not fluent when she speaks Spanish?
No.
Does she do it poorly?
It's not great, number one. And number two, she uses the Spanish list, which, again, like a minuscule percentage of the Spanish-speaking world speaks Spanish that way.
Right. She uses the Castilian lisp?
Exactly. Yeah. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, that is pretentious.
It is. It's totally pretentious. It's
or like that's how she was taught to speak Spanish because she lived in Spain, though.
Well, but it's sort of like if you learned how to speak English in Great Britain and then moved to Australia, you would not maintain a British accent in Australia.
Wow. We're cutting it pretty thin here for looking at the reasons
No, it's true. If I lived in England for a year, I wouldn't come back and say, oh, I say, fellas, should we take the lift up and get a cup of tea?
If you would, we would slap you.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Let's try Tanya. Tanya's on line six. Gwyneth Paltrow, why do you hate her? By the way, Gwyn writes in on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, hater, hater, hater. Ever since she became popular, now everybody calls me Gwyneth. It's not my name, people. It's Gwyn. It's an awful old person's name. She has no talent. She's way too skinny. I hate her even more when she married Chris Martin and naming her kids dumb names. There you go, Ralph. Team Garmy forever.
There
says
we go.
Gwyneth.
This is weird because I just was indifferent. Just didn't care. She's just not on my radar.
Didn't have your finger on the pulse, sir.
Didn't care. Whatever. She does her website. Never been there. So, but now I'm starting to realize.
Yes. Now you're hating her, too.
I'm joining the Garmy.
Good man.
let's see. Let's go to Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
Hi. Yes. She's purely hateable.
Okay. Because
the one that killed me was that there was an article in some decorating magazine and it was things that you can't live without.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't live without $50,000 worth of wallpaper.
Oh. Wow. She put a price on it. She told people it was $50,000.
No, the website went into further detail, but it's some hand-painted wallpaper, and that was for one wall.
And she can't live without that.
She can't live without the wallpaper, the hand-painted wallpaper.
For one wall, $50,000.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, she's just clueless, or she's just arrogant, one or the other.
Tanya, thank you for the call. We'll give Hector in the email the final word. Number one reason to hate Gwyneth Paltrow, no boobs. Gwyneth. You're rich. Buy some, bitch.
Get them.
I recognize that grin. What's on your mind, Ralph? What's
Come
going on?
Just to my boy, Kevin.
Showbiz. Go to showbiz.
Magic.
Come on now.
Magic.
Is he the gift that keeps on giving?
Can't tell any stories if music that loud.
Come on, Ralph.
A few days ago, Beer Mug went to Vegas, right? And there was a big deal made about the fact that Kevin said, I'm going to give you money and you have to put it on Arizona Cardinals Super Bowl.
I do this before every season, even though it's a long shot.
Right.
I almost won a couple of years ago when they were in the Super Bowl, but you got to bet to win.
So Kevin was making a big point to Muggs. Look, take my money, go right to the sports book when you get to Vegas. Do not go to the bar or the all-you-can-eat buffet or anything else, because I don't want you to run out of money before you put my bet down.
Before you check in, I want you to go to the sports bet.
And a listener called in or sent an email to Kevin saying, I would love the same thing to happen for my beloved Denver Broncos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you confront me the money for a ticket for the Super Bowl futures, can you have Beer Mug put money on that as well? So Kevin said, I will do that for you. And I thought it was very nice of you, Kevin, to take care of that listener in that way.
And Beer Mugs did it.
And Beer Mug did it. And he came back from Vegas with the tickets, and he gave the tickets to Kevin. Well, the listener shows up just now here at the station. She has baked a cake for Kevin as a thank you for putting the money
isn't
down.
Isn't that nice?
On
super.
Her bed for her.
Yes. So far.
Kevin, the listener's here. She's here. She wants to get her ticket, and she brought you a cake. He's like, oh, you mean the ticket that I can't find? The ticket that I've lost.
Oh, my God. So I went in the lobby, and I said, hey, thanks for the cake.
He's already lost the ticket, the wager that Muggs put down on the Broncos for
I'm
her.
I'm relatively sure where it is.
Muggs gave it to you yesterday.
I know. But she came too soon. I could have found it.
I said, Kevin, I can't believe you lost it. No, just live. It's just, I think it's at home.
I don't always talk that way.
That is Kevin code for no. I lost it. Because we say, Kevin, where's your key card? How come you can't get into the building? Oh, I left it at home. Which means it's gone forever. That woman will never see the money from that wager. That's what
come
I'm telling
on
you.
Come on
now. At home might as well be in the ocean when Kevin says
within 24 hours, you lost that ticket.
And then I said, I lost mine, too, if that helps. And she
doesn't.
It didn't seem to help much. So,
that's
I hope
boy,
the Broncos
Kevin.
Win the Super Bowl now.
Oh,
I hope they win the Super Bowl.
Because then Kevin will have to make good on that bet. You
what
lost
are the odds
the
right now?
It's like 40 to 1
when you
or
bought
something.
It. What were the odds?
The Broncos were 60 to 1.
God. I hope she put $1,000 on that.
$20. 20 credits.
Bucks.
Oh, bucks. It's in Vegas.
It's
we
in
can
Vegas,
say that.
Yeah.
So I'll find that.
I left it at home, I think. I may have lost it.
She brought me a cake. I was like, what a colossal loser I am right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, your bet. Hey, right. We're just talking about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
And how everyone hates her. She is in the number one movie in America right now, Contagion number one at the box office this week. And perhaps people are thinking partly it was due to their advertising campaign, which was very strong and very effective. Even more so, I believe, in Toronto, where this happened. Warner Brothers found an abandoned storefront in Toronto, and then they had signs put in that storefront window that were painted with actual bacteria. The bacteria grew on the signs into the image of the film's name.
Awesome.
Oh.
So actual disease and bacteria was growing on the poster, and it started to raise off of the poster in the shape of the title of the film.
That isn't good for you.
No.
Live bacteria spelling out contagion.
What could go wrong there? Was it not, you couldn't get sick from it?
Well, they claim the bacterial billboards are made up of a harmless household strain of bacteria that were painted onto the poster, but
wouldn't it be ironic if that poster started contagion?
Yes, I'd say let's put Gwyneth in that room and see what happens. Just see if it's safe or not.
She could be our lab rat.
She could be the canary in the coal mine to see how she handles it. More movie news. They've announced this week they are remaking Point Break. You do not mess with the classics.
Wow, that hurts.
Legendary film starring Keanu Reeves, Patrick Swayze, Gary Busey.
Do you think it's possible to make a movie that bad anymore?
Oh, yeah. Sadly, I do. Not as much fun, bad, though.
That bad.
Do you really want to remake that film?
No.
Doesn't that film have a special place in our hearts because it's so laughably horrible that we get a kick out of watching it?
Yeah.
Although, that being said, when it's on cable and I'm flashing by, I'm doomed. I'm stuck for the remainder
of
that
film. You
have
to
watch it.
I just, and on the heels of the re-release of the remake of Footloose, too. It's just some movies are a place in time. Let them be, right?
Yeah, Footloose is back. Remember that song, Let's Hear It for the Boy, from the Footloose soundtrack?
No, I don't.
What was that, Denise Williams, I guess?
I'm not familiar with it at all.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That was a big hit for a while. I remember a lot of the Yahoo DJs were playing those songs back in the day. They were really sort of douchebags about those shows.
Why do we have time to play this
niece-y?
Was every that, day? Why every day does this clip come on?
Denise Williams? Family, I think, calls her niece. He's close friends with family.
Yeah, that's the song.
Skip this for one day, please.
Oh. This is Bea when he was younger.
Yeah. 95. BGC, I still love that song. From Niecy. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Can we let that one go?
Never.
Every day? We need to play it every day?
At least once.
Can we let 9/11 go? Can we let the Holocaust go? Bean, is that what you would like to happen? Let's forget all the horrible things that happened in history.
That's a good point.
Let me tell you something, my friend. Those who ignore history are doomed to repeat it. And okay, I don't want that ever happening again in my America.
But it was 10 seconds from 1983, and I still have to hear it every single day as I go, oh, come on! Stop it!
PGC, I still love that song. From Niecy. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
I guarantee you.
And I reject you totally.
I guarantee after he did that, he went,
yes,
I nailed it.
Hear that? Where I tied in that ankle thing with Footloose, the title of the movie.
And I called her Niecy, which is cool and hip.
So I'm just going to sit back.
Shut up, B.
I'm just going to revel in that one. I'm expecting a raise any day now. He thought. Was that Flash Phillips or was that Bean Baxter? Who was
that? No, that was Bean Baxter.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody called her Niecy back then. I mean, she had an album out called Niecy. That was what people called her back then. It was like J-Lo is Jennifer Lopez. It wasn't a hipster thing. It was just that was her nickname.
I couldn't have been more wrong in every single way.
That's correct.
True.
That's
true, right. Bean.
Hey, I didn't just say that.
No, we took that from another conversation.
It's applicable, really, in any situation, though. Today's celebrity birthday is Ben Savage from Boy Meets World. He's 31 years old today. Singer Fiona Apple, or Feeny. As his friend. Everybody calls her
Nobody
Feeny.
Nobody calls Everybody. Her Feeny. She had an album called Feeny.
She didn't.
She's 34 years old today. Stella McCartney is 40 years old today. And filmmaker Tyler Perry, 42 years old. And at the top of the list of Forbes magazine's richest people in show business, richest men in show business for the past year, $130 million he made the past year. Happy birthday, Tyler Perry. You may be right. I may be wrong about that whole Tyler Perry thing. If you're making that kind of coin, Tyler, you win.
Yeah.
Niecy, I still love that song. From Niecy. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
He does. Yes, he does. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show of his beat.
I'd like to introduce a very funny comedian, Mr. Jay Moore, everyone.
5 minutes go by. I look at Marty and I say, "It really bums me out. We got ripped off on that acid." And Marty goes, "You want to go to the high school field and have lightning bolt fights?" I get up out of the recliner chair and I go, "You'll never beat me in a lightning bolt fight." La raza, cacuya mañana. There's a big difference between Puerto Ricans and Mexicans. Puerto Ricans wear their swimsuits when they go in the ocean. Do Christopher Walken later. With a black president, we should be able to just say black jokes at work. He's president. We should be able to say Air Force One is lowered. What's up, Jay Moores? You want to go get nice? Yeah. Black people always put an S at the end of my name. I don't know why.
Jay Moores in studio with us once again here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Always a pleasure to see you. How are you, my friend?
Good to be here with Kevin and Bear.
Kevin and Bear, that's us.
I love you, Anthony. Anthony Hopkins.
Do you remember that? Did she say Anthony?
I thought it was Anthony.
I did, too.
And I thought it was like, I don't know. I really don't have an opinion. You know, it's like the Casablanca line. I guess if I gave you any thought. I don't have any thoughts about Gwyneth Paltrow.
I don't either, but
she was great in Glee.
But see, here's the problem.
And won an Emmy for it this weekend, too, by the way.
She deserved it. She was terrific.
Here's the problem, though, Jay, is that Bean is over-the-top crazy.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Over-the-top crazy.
She's my sweet Gwynny.
So if you spend time with a guy
Bean, let him finish.
So you spend time with a guy like that, you're forced to take a... You can't stay on the fence. You have to either join him in his absurdity...
Which you can.
Or go the other way.
Well, then I'm going to join him. I like her.
All right.
I did not like her. I thought she was a drippy... Just a drip. And she still seems a bit of a drip. But when she showed up at Glee, when you know, like dance... Anytime you had a sing and dance, that is an all-day, up-at-dawn, pride-swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about.
Right?
And you're surrounded by egos, like crazy Lea Michele people egos. And, like, so for her to go to that environment, and she crushed Glee. Like, she wasn't good on Glee. She, like, took it up to... She wasn't as good as me in Jimmy Smits's Justice. No. I don't know how I didn't get the nod.
Who was?
Who was? There's no jobs in this town, are there? Now you got me doing Kaito. I always have to say it's Kaito because no one knows who he is.
That's true.
Ralph Garman's in the other room dialing Catherine McPhee.
I'm still not sure.
Well, I appreciate the support.
He's a man that won't take it anymore. A couple of beautiful girls. Where were we tonight? Kit Kat Club? So, yeah, I got no problem with Gwyneth Paltrow. I was annoyed by her, and
she won you over.
How about Chris Martin? He's worse, I would say.
No, he's fine.
Now, I don't understand. I saw your Master Debater show the other day. We're going to talk about that. This is one of Jay's many new TV shows on the Fuel Network, and it's a great show. But you were debating, and this is what you threw out to the panel. Who's worse? Master Debaters, right. Who's worse? Rank them in order. And the choices you gave were Coldplay, which I thought was absurd, was on this list. The Black Eyed Peas, who clearly are the worst musical act of all time. And Nickelback, who may be second. Those were the choices. How does Coldplay even make that list?
All right, but you put them in the order that I ranked them. So you and I are not far apart on this to begin with. You know, we can cross the aisle here and shake hands.
See, these aren't the worst. Did you purposely put a good band in there?
What good band?
Coldplay.
Coldplay was good for like 2-3 albums. And now, have you been to a Coldplay show?
Yeah, I have.
And you when you come back from getting your second beer, you realize, is this the same songs when I walked in?
No, I think you're selling them short.
It's
I really
an hour
do.
And four, no, look, you're I high. Love Parachute.
Great melodies.
No, no.
He's got a great, Chris Martin has a great voice. And they write interesting lyrics, I think. You can't put them in the same category as Nickelback and the Black Eyed Peas.
I
That's
did
what
it.
I'm
the
saying.
Producers did, and they handed it to me. Leave me alone.
Right, but I'm saying
the Black Eyed Peas are an abomination on society. Black Eyed Peas sound and act like a cheering section at a Japanese baseball stadium.
True.
Like they were. How about the? There's no instruments on stage whatsoever. And they had a song, Let's Get
Right.
And they had the chain. I won't even say that word. It's so despicable to me.
They changed it to Let's Get It Started, right.
For the corporate dough. So don't act like you're, you know, like this, these, like, cool hip-hop alternative space people. Like, you know.
Alternative space people.
You think Lil Wayne's changing the words to that song?
No. No. No, he's not.
That's my homie right there.
Black Eyed Peas are worse. They're worse than the virus and Contagion. I'm saying that. And Nickelback is not far behind. But Coldplay, it's ludicrous. And I'm not bringing up ludicrous.
I don't think I've ever heard a Nickelback song in my life.
I have to give you one. I wish I could remember the name of it. That is
Rockstar. That's the one.
Don't act like you don't play one.
No, no. Oh, I imagine we would. But it's the one with all the cliches. The title is a cliche, and every single lyric
What
is
about Silverchair? Remember, those guys were like 14, and we all got all hyped up. It was like Hanson, a metal Hanson. And now Hanson's all grown up. I can't masturbate to them anymore.
Oh,
those little girls were hot.
Tell people how
that
awesome
drummer that looked like Chaka from Land of the Lost.
It's true. Sorry. Tell people that haven't seen Master Debaters with Jay Moore how awesome it is.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great show. It's a lot of fun. It's basically like when you and your friends in a bar get in an argument over ridiculous stuff. Like, hey, who would win in a fist fight, Steve Nash or the Williams sisters? And you argue for like a half hour, and someone at Fuel TV said, you know, we should just film this with Jay Moore and a bunch of comics and put it on Fuel Television Wednesday nights. Fuel TV is one of those ones that are a little tricky to find. But once you find it, you realize, oh my God, there's MMA fighting on here too. And look at all this surfing.
There's a lot of that.
So who wins in a fight, Steve Nash or the Williams sisters?
I think the Williams sisters. I think 2-on-1, you can't beat that.
Wait, is it 2-on-1 or is this one of them?
The Williams sisters. I didn't say which Williams.
Easy.
There's all different Williams families out there. No, you really think the Williams sisters?
Yes.
You're saying
Steve
a grown...
Nash a little pussy.
Why? Because he's Canadian? I'm with you on
he
that one.
He just strikes me as being a little pussy. He's a great basketball player.
I don't think you can hit that lane in the NBA for that long being a weak guy.
Really?
You got to grind it out down there.
Yeah.
And I think if you hit a woman flush... Like when women,
but he doesn't hit; he slaps. That's my.
You don't know that.
That's how I perceive him.
If you go, like, you know, there's always that woman when they gets her black belt, and like your wife's friend gets her black belt.
Right.
And she's like, you know, she'll kick your ass, Kevin. You're
right.
Like, no, she won't actually, right. Because I grew up getting blasted in my face with fists, and she's used to a dojo where there's rules and headgear. And if I go, well, wait, I put my hands up like, I don't want to, pow! And if I just hit her in the face and her face splits open, she's just going to go, oh, why did you do that?
You don't think she's going to duck it?
No, because it's so out of the realm of humanity.
Come back with a leg kick
like
to the head?
No, because we...
Come on.
No, absolutely not. Because guys like you, me, and Bean, and Dave, we all grew up, Ralph and Philly, we grew up, we showed up at school knowing it's coming. And you just got meet me at the bike rack, meet me at the flagpole,
right.
Meet me back by the jungle gym. And people just pounded your face, your ribs, they kicked you when you were down. People piled, they jumped into the dog pile. Girls never went through that in their life. So if you're a black belt and we fight in a dojo, or if we get in a stance and start to fight, you're going to front leg kick me and it's done.
If you have to fight their way.
Right,
you're
but
saying.
That's not a fight. That's
okay.
A contest. That's like your skill.
But you're talking about sucker punching someone.
Yes, he is.
That's what. Well,
that's
no,
fighting.
She could sucker punch you just as easily.
No, she wouldn't
you're
because she has the discipline to act like a gentleman.
That's true. They taught her not to.
That's the real skill of having a black belt is to never use your karate, which to me makes it so absurd. If I had a black belt, I'd just roll around kicking the crap out of everybody. Wow, I came close to cursing just there.
I know.
Well,
wow.
I think that's. If you're talking about Venus and Serena, I think the two of them can beat up most single
men.
They're
pretty tough.
Why do you keep quantifying? Like, there's this army of Williams sisters that would, like, which other Williams do you think we're talking about?
I'm just saying.
It would have been great if I had
one of them over
my...
Steve Nash.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
You don't believe that.
I do, because he seems like he's a little wuss.
All right. He looks like Iggy Pop.
All right, we need to take a break. If you
what?
Like this kind of... Iggy Pop.
Come to the improv tomorrow. Tonight. Wait, I'm so tired.
Wait,
I have a baby.
I don't even have.
We don't have anything on the Improv.
I'm recording my podcast live tonight from the Improv on Melrose.
Okay,
okay,
and that's called More Stories. That's the podcast. He's also going to be on Prime Suspect.
Listen, it's the number 7 podcast in the subcategory of comedy in the world. I'm hot stuff now.
That's pretty. You should get that tattooed on your body, Jay.
I'm 6 spots below Marc Maron, a man who openly hates his audience, and I'm trying to figure out how.
Funny man, Jay Moore in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can see him on stage tonight at the Improv on Melrose. You're going to be doing your podcast there tonight, the very, very popular More Stories podcast. You usually do it at home, right?
Yeah, I usually do it from the Fake Mustache Studios, which is a very fancy way to say my garage.
Your garage.
I like it.
When you listen to the podcast, you'll hear like the garbage truck go by. In my Eric Roberts interview, the one that's up now on iTunes, which is great, by the way. Did you know Eric Roberts? Of course you didn't know this unless you listened to the podcast, which I found out today neither one of you do. So
how dare you?
Eric Roberts, my first guest, like interview guest, that's not like just a comic talking. When he was 7 years old, him and his father were running guns to Cuba. How crazy is that?
That's
really
awesome.
Yeah, his father, he goes, my dad was blacklisted. And then he goes on, I don't know why I just made him Jamaican. His dad, Rastafari, maximum security will be tight. Lady Luscious and Yellow Man will be the Eco Mouse. Rang, dang, 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 ding, 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 ding. All right.
Hey, Native Wayne, how did he get out of gun running?
Nice.
It takes Jay that long.
I got Kevin's stupid almond dust stuck in my throat.
How dare you?
That's what the kid's calling it now.
That's not almond dust.
His father was blacklisted, and then in like 3 sentences later, he talks about running guns to Cuba, and I was like, well, maybe he was blacklisted because he was a theater owner, his father. And he talked about losing the Oscar for Runaway Train to Dom Amici. He's still pissed about it, man.
Really?
And he's got a right to be. He goes, Dom Amici didn't deserve that Oscar. He knew from that movie, I go, Cocoon. He goes, yeah, he didn't deserve it. And he's right. Dom Amici, it was like a joke. He's told us how he became Eric Paulie for Pope of Greenwich Village. Like, he lost 30 pounds, he permed his hair, he went to be like, I wanted to be a walking spaz attack, man. And the director's like, what are you doing? This guy's a tough guy. And he's like, can you imagine if they hired a tough guy to play with Mickey Rourke in Pope Greenwich Village? It would have been absurd. You needed that spazzy guy.
Did he stay sober after Celebrity Rehab?
He looks good to me.
Does he?
Hey, wait, you know?
Speaking of the podcast, you're right. I haven't listened.
Well, you got a lot of Nickelback to catch up on.
I do. I have a lot of Nickelback to catch up on.
I have listened to half of one, and I thought, this is one I really need to get, so I subscribed to it. Now I have them all.
Nice.
A little time on my hands.
My question was, our friend Psycho Mike, the late, great Psycho Mike, and it's terrible the way he died. He was such a great kid.
Oh, my God.
And a friend of mine who loves your podcast says that there was way too much detail about how Mike spends his time in the gym shower every single day. Was that part of your podcast? Did that happen?
No, your friend's lying and made something up. Like, what a bizarre lead-in, Larry King.
I heard something about Psycho Mike masturbating in the Gold Gym shower. Thoughts?
Mike likes, Crocus, New Jersey. Hello.
Mike likes to make, as he put it, shower babies.
Oh, right.
After each workout.
Yeah.
And I thought, that is alarming, Mike. And he
goes, is not hygienic, I'll tell you that.
Hygienic, like nothing's going to jump into his urethra. I think he's okay. He's okay.
Yeah.
It's not maybe not high. And he said when someone walks in after, it makes him deliriously happy.
Oh, my God. Nothing makes him happier.
But he works out at like a Gold's Gym, which is like a gay bar with weights. So I'm like, how are you going through your Rolodex when you just saw like Bruce and Spencer doing squats and you're in the shower like thinking about a chick you met 2 nights ago at Fred Siegel?
Did he tell you he was thinking about a chick?
I called him out on it quickly. He said yes.
Okay.
He said he was going through his Rolodex.
He is the straightest gay guy that we know.
He is. That's true, actually.
No question about that.
Is he the straightest gay guy or the gay straight guy?
I don't know.
That's the age-old argument.
I think he's actually straight.
For now, he's the straightest gay guy, but I think eventually it'll come out.
Let's see if the listeners can guess.
He would be gay if he could.
Yeah, he definitely. We talked about that. We both would. But this is what you do. You go out to the bars. You're the belle of the ball.
Right.
Because they think you're straight. You trick them. They're like, oh, we knew it, girl. And then you let them perform on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, all right, I got to go. Oh, shoot. I got to go. And then you just don't do it back.
Okay. And that's good?
Well, if you're going to try it, sure.
As opposed
to being in the back room surrounded by them.
Shay has thought this out, man. He's got an escape plan. He's got the whole thing worked out.
Like, I didn't know that was the only other option.
You just bat swords away from your face like, you know, a duel. It's just a duel.
Okay. Shay, at what point, what big star you're going to have in your garage, and it's going to be a surreal moment where you can't believe this is happening. This is what you're doing for a living right
well,
now.
Well, I'll believe it. Whoopi's going to come on.
Oh, Whoopi Goldberg's going to come to your house in your garage.
No, we'll actually do her from New York.
Okay.
Do me a favor. Look at what she wears every day on The View.
She can do whatever she wants.
It's a giant
magical.
No, you couldn't
tent.
Be. Oh, dear God.
Whoopi Goldberg is one of God's
more.
good human beings
I
that got put on this earth.
Hate
to just
her
spread
more.
Good, calm energy.
Oh, you're so wrong.
See, the way you're acting right now, you wouldn't act that way if you knew her.
I've had interaction with her.
Hey, I'm doing the best I can, child, okay? Now, if this guy Kevin doesn't like me, there's nothing I can do. Why do you not like her
I'll
so much?
I'll tell you off the air.
What?
Not allowed to tell you on the air.
No, that's racist, Kevin!
Not allowed to tell you. Legally not allowed to tell you
really?
On the air.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's a dude back when she had a morning thing and it was a deal.
Nope.
All right, we'll take
Pacino?
A break.
Pacino?
We'll take
Pacino.
A break.
I can't tell you on the air.
I said Pacino. Oh. I left it there. See, you got to learn to listen.
I don't listen. All right, we need to take a break. Jay Moore's here.
Why?
Because we have
all right,
stuff.
Listeners, is this a cashew or an almond? Ready?
What's happening now?
That's too crunchy to be a cashew.
Why don't you just tell everybody now?
Jay Moore is in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He'll be on Melrose tonight at the Improv.
Sorry.
What?
Say what we were saying off the air, because I really think I'm right. And my wife says, by the way, when I ask people to make like a list and their opinion, she goes, you know, you're a list bully.
You're a list bully.
I am.
That's true.
Total list bully.
Yeah. Yeah, you're what a snob. You're a list snob.
Here's a master debating topic,
right.
And that's on Wednesday night on Fuel TV. What is the greatest cover song of all time? Now, Bean says probably All Along the Watchtower by Hendrix. And I say absolutely top three or four, maybe top two. I'm saying Al Green, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? Lisa May.
What do I vote?
No, you're just,
he wants you
have I don't have one.
Nice talking to you.
I have one.
By your mom busted in, said,
what's I know? Fight for Your Right to Party by Big and Rich.
Come, mommy, just chillin', it's a Big and Rich boy.
That's pretty awesome.
How do you beat this?
You gotta fight for your right to party. It is the best cover if you want to see overweight white chicks filled with white wine grabbing hats off of guys' heads.
I didn't know that was a category.
Yeah, hat grabbers. You know what a hat grabber is, don't you? Any
no.
chick like two margaritas, they're like, let me try on your hat. Look, now I'm wearing the hat. That was on your head. Now it's on my head. Go Raiders.
All right, maybe it's something you haven't heard, but how about this?
Mama.
William Shatner.
Just kill a man.
Oh, all right, stop that.
Put a gun against his head.
Because that's absurd.
What? Because it's so awesome?
But no, it's not awesome. That's bad because I'm going to surprise you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to say Shatner, Common People by Pulp is in my top five covers
really?
Of all time. It is better than the, it has to surpass
the original
and not in a funny way. Like Big and Rich, that's not
better. I only go with funny. Like that's my favorite. My favorite is funny.
Al Green, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
It's a great version of a Bee Gees
like,
song.
Like, if you heard the Bee Gees do it, you'd go, oh, no! I immediately have to run to Barnes & Noble's and find an Al Green record and get this. How
right,
can you
me,
stop
Bean,
the rain from falling down?
Bean, ooh, what's your take on the Bee Gees?
Well, I'm a Bee Gees fan. I think they're tremendous songwriters. I think they've had a lot of great cover versions.
You know what? Now I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow.
All right, let me throw another couple of covers out at you, Jay, and get your opinion on these, because these are others that are
considered. I like L.A. Woman by Jane's Addiction. That's only on, like, a rare release.
What about Johnny Cash's Hurt, originally by Nine Inch Nails? What about
absolutely
that as one of the great covers of all time?
One of the greatest covers of all time.
But did it surpass the original? I don't know.
I don't think so. It did in different ways.
Yeah, in different ways.
But
I agree.
It makes me go back and listen to the production of the original. I'm going to put that in my top five. Now, this is great master debating stuff right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Johnny Cash. All right, let's establish a top five.
All right.
We got How Can You Mend a Broken Heart. We got What was yours, Bean? Oh, All Along the Watchtower, certainly top five.
But I'm also going to throw out Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley is one of the five best covers of all time.
That's a great one, too.
Wow.
I don't know
Bean
that one.
Bean is on fire today. Yeah. I've been in here 44 times, and today Bean came, too.
This is his kind of topic.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So how can you mend a broken heart? Hallelujah by Jeff. It might be Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley.
It might be the best cover. You'd recognize it if you heard it, Kevin. It's been on every TV show in the world.
Right. Because you don't want to hear the Leonard Cohen version ever.
It's weak. It's weak. Yeah.
Okay.
I sing like this. This is my thing. The chord, the fourth, the fifth. The minor falls and the major lifts. The baffled king cried out. How? And so I like how you guys are a radio station. You can't pull up tunes unless it's big and rich.
I'm not because it's funny bad.
You're like, look, what do you want me to do, Al Green? How can you mend a broken heart? I don't know what to do. What do you want me to do, JJ? My hands are tied here. Look, I'm up to my neck in elbow grease. I got to get these tires changed.
Pulled my trigger.
No! Do him doing Common People. No, that's absurd. That's terrible.
That's funny.
Horrible.
I know. That's bad.
And the original
list.
Is so great. And Sacha Baron Cohen's going to win the Oscar for playing Freddie Mercury.
I haven't seen that.
It's not out.
It's not out.
You haven't seen it.
Well, how do you know then?
Because I just know it. He's that talented a guy, and everyone knows Borat and Bruno and all this fantastic deliciousness. But I'm just saying, him all of a sudden is going to knock people flat on their backs. God forbid you find Common People by Shatner.
Jay Moore has a lot of opinions about a lot of topics. That's what we love about him.
How about I punch you in the mouth?
It's called Master.
Wait.
What?
I'm not just sure what it just escalated very quick.
It did.
Foo Fighters. I see a caller. Alfredo. Let's take line four.
All right. Dom. Jay's running the show.
That's right.
Show.
Give me a break. So.
Alfredo.
I'm right here.
All right.
Yeah, I think Darling Nikki is a great song by Foo Fighters.
Darling Nikki by Foo Fighters.
Do you put it in
that's
your top?
That's not even the best Prince cover of all time, by the way. How about Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor as an even
that's
better
not a cover. That's Prince, the recording. It's a Prince written song. That's like saying
Prince that was recorded first by Prince's
That's like saying Jersey Girl is a great Tom Waits cover.
No, it was recorded before Sinead O'Connor by The Family, who was a Prince produced act.
I wish I had any idea what you guys were talking about.
Well, how do you work in radio? You don't even know what we're doing. What do you do at the Weenie Roast? You just go out there and talk about your World of Warcraft, Blood Elf females?
Yes.
Look, I can't believe how horribly this spiraled out of control, but Master Debaters is a great show from Jay Moore, Wednesday nights at 10:30 on Full. We didn't even have a chance to talk about Prime Suspect, which I know people are rabid about this show coming to America.
I got Maria Bello and Brian F. O'Byrne pregnant at the same time.
Double
platinum babies.
Are you you're a regular on that show?
I'm a guest star. I play the assistant district attorney. Okay. Not unlike Sam Waterston in Law and Order.
All right.
For everything I say at the end, my voice goes up, Your Honor. And I wiggle my bangs for emphasis. And then also I'm doing Suburgatory with Cheryl Hines on ABC.
There was a time a few months ago where you came in and I felt like you were broke and couldn't get a job. And now all of a sudden you're the hottest person in show business. It's unbelievable how much
I'm
work
gonna
you
tell
have all
you
of a sudden.
What, I'm going to tell you what I think happened.
Okay. What happened? Because this is an amazing turnaround.
I worked for about a year and a half on three or four projects that I won't mention for free.
Okay.
Like guest hosting radio shows and writing blogs.
Right.
And I just went out on the road and hoofed it. And it's that old axiom. You go out there and you just work your... Can I say that?
Yeah.
You just work your tail off and just keep going and keep going. And eventually the universe goes, oh, yeah, that guy. Let's bring it back.
It doesn't always, though, unless you're good when you're working. I mean, a lot of people work hard and don't.
I'm not saying I'm not good, Kevin. Jay Moore, dead of a heart attack at 41 in the Kevin and Bean studios.
By the way, we all heard the word balls, just so you know. You didn't really censor it.
Bowl. You say it as dice.
Can I say balls?
You say it like dice. The kid's out there working his balls off. Okay. I'm on entourage. What happened?
See the man. We're out of time. See the man on stage tonight at the Melrose Improv.
Get that podcast pregnant.
His famous podcast. You can go to iTunes to subscribe to Jay's podcast, More Stories. And while you're there, go ahead and subscribe to the little old Kevin and Bean podcast.
And what about Ralph Garman? Oh, I talked to Ralph about many things, other women that he hates.
Okay. Why don't you go do that in the other room, and we'll say goodbye. But thank you, Jay. Great to see you, my friend.
I love you guys.
Chris Cornell joins us after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, he's the leader of Soundgarden. Interesting to see what he's got going on. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's happening?
Whatever. What?
No.
They're remaking Point Break.
But they're not taking the original away from us.
Yeah, they are.
No,
they are. They're going to pull them off.
Oh, they said, yeah, out of your homes?
Yeah, they're taking all the DVDs and Blu-rays and everything else. It's gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dropping Give Me 20, Utah! Johnny Utah.
I'm not going to accept anyone other than Gary Busey in that movie, by the way. They should recast him. Do a new movie. Make sure Gary Busey is in playing the same character.
They should bring him back. More movie news. Sony has announced they're making Men in Black 3. 3D. That's a surprise, huh? Yeah. Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones will be back as agents J and K, along with Emma Thompson as agent O. And Rip Torn will be back as agent Z, so we got that going for us. However, Josh Brolin apparently plays Tommy Lee Jones in the past. It's a time travel movie. Oh. Will Smith goes back into the 60s to rescue his buddy Tommy Lee Jones, who is played by Josh Brolin as a younger version of him.
I see.
I'm already confused.
All right.
Time travel just tweaks my melon.
It's been a long time since those movies were out. I remember the first one being great. I don't know that I saw the second one. Was
the second one was fun.
As good?
Fun.
It was fun, yeah. It was good. It was not as good.
Not as good, but it was okay. This one will probably be even lesser, but still I'll go. They're already talking about the cameos in it. You know, that's some of the first two, there was some of the best scenes where the cameos of people who were aliens who you didn't know were aliens. Like Michael Jackson shows up in the film as an alien. Or no, it's a guy who wants to hunt aliens. He wants to be a man in black. And that was awesome.
I'm trying to picture that. I don't remember that.
He's on the screen when they go into the headquarters there. He's up on the screen. Just some fun moments that I'm looking forward to. We have found...
What are you guys going to?
Jay Moore's jumping up and down like a crazy man over there in the other room.
Oh, I'm guessing he's found Shatner's Common People. I'm guessing that's probably what he's listening to.
Yeah. He was browbeating us in here for not being able to pull it up.
Ralph yesterday, by the way.
That is a great, great
two days in a row we've been beaten over the head with that.
Yeah.
Sorry, back to you.
We have found the Canadian Kevin. Don't you know that Kevin Ryder is
dare you? This guy's worse than me.
Is not unique in the universe. There is a doppelganger. There is a Canadian Kevin at work on their global news network there in Canada. We pulled a little audio of him. This came to us thanks to listener Juan Ponce, who sent this, saying this is what Kevin would sound like if he was on TV. Mark McAllister is the reporter's name. He is doing a story about F-18 airplanes being added to some military mission.
I think that's
what it's about. I think. Judging from the video, I could see the planes behind him, so I'm assuming that's what he was talking about. However, you'd be hard-pressed to hear from Mr. McAllister himself. Listen to the resignation in his voice when he just excuses himself and throws it back to the anchor after his report.
Now, Defense Minister McCain McLeod did confirm today that more than 54 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 100 deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend that how the NOLAN remerges RN, while the university or the UN mission as whole received support from all batteries in the hues of the gardens of today. Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
I'll send it back to you.
Unbelievable.
I'd like to think of myself.
He actually speaks well English.
Yeah.
I'd like to think of myself as the minor leagues there. That's the bigs.
Please don't sell yourself short.
I hope to
Don't make us pull tape, because we can.
But for that long?
I will prove to you that you're just as good as that guy. You can compete with anybody, Kevin. I will put you up against anyone.
I've done 1,000 that are shorter, but that long?
But yeah, you rarely have to talk to that extent. You don't have to talk for that long because there's usually someone
you agree,
else
Bean?
Here in the room.
I do. This guy's way worse than I am.
No, I'm on Kevin's side. No, not worse. Just different. And here's why. Because you are a 100-yard dash guy. He is running a marathon. And you're equally great runners. You just do it in much shorter spurts.
But if we gave Kevin 3 minutes and we said to him, just fill, here's a topic, just fill, I think we would get some comparable audio.
No, I think Kevin would be out after this.
I don't know, so that's a toss-up.
And then he would just stand there and wait for the time to expire.
This guy came nothing close to Matamasa, that's a toss-up.
Oh, please. That guy that we just played?
Yeah.
The whole thing was that. You're crazy.
How dare you?
Let's string together some of Kevin's greatest hits.
No, we'll play string them together. We'll this is one
him.
Piece.
We'll play them side by side. Well, you never have to talk for 3 or 4 minutes at a stretch. Although I would pay cash money to hear that. If there's an opportunity for that to happen.
F you all.
Just saying.
Okay. We need an update for when the movie comes out on DVD.
Mythic.
Come on.
Heads up if you're a fan of Foster the People, and who isn't really? Those pumped up kicks. You gotta love those. They're gonna be playing in Vegas on Thursday.
This Thursday?
Yes. No, Thursday, October the 20th. Oh. At the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. We're gonna be in Vegas on the 20th, which is a Thursday, as I mentioned. Go to cosmopolitanlasvegas.com for tickets, but you can check them out and see the guys live. It's a good band. I like those. I like those fellas. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ben Savage, which really sounds like a gay porn actor, doesn't it? Shouldn't Ben Savage be a gay porn actor?
Yeah.
Starring Ben Savage. I am Ben Savage. He, of course, from Boy Meets World. He is 31 years old today. Fiona Apple celebrates her 34th birthday. I've heard she's been a bad, bad girl. That's what I've heard.
File.
Come on!
File. Well, you don't even like that.
That was a sexy
right
song.
Right now you can go, that wasn't
remember
so
that,
good.
Remember that video that looked like that amateur sort of porn kind video?
Of softcore porn?
Yeah, that was dirty stuff.
And she's gone bye-bye, right? Like, way crazy. Like, she waited many, many years between albums, and then her last album, if you recall, guys, came out. The title was 90 words long. The title of the album was 90
I don't
words
that.
Long.
I don't recall that. I wish you'd have the guy from Canada announcing the title. That's all I know.
Now, Defense Minister McCain McLeod did confirm today that more than 54 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and...
Come on now. You guys don't think I'm worse than him.
You're better than him. I mean that the best possible way.
I know you do.
Stella McCartney's 40 years old today, and Tyler Perry, filmmaker, who just announced by Forbes magazine, made $130 million in the past year. Celebrates his 42nd birthday. He shouldn't even get any more birthdays. He's got enough.
You take them away?
Yeah, man. Take them. We got enough. You don't need birthdays. You know, people's special day, people give you presents and stuff. He doesn't need any of that. Made $130 million the past year.
And hallelujah! Probably the same the year before that and the year before that.
I'm sure he did. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
What about Machine Gun Preacher, you guys? How's that look?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, right? I can't wait for the movie coming out in limited release on September the 23rd. I'm very excited about this soundtrack album, including our friend Chris Cornell, who joins us on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Chris, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Are you still dreamy?
Yes.
That's a strange first question.
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure Chris is still dreamy. That's all.
I'm Sean Cassidy dreamy. I get more dreamy as I get older.
Good. My fear is we come on with you one day and you've let yourself go, and that just disappoints us all.
You know.
This Machine Gun Preacher, I've only seen the commercials on TV, but it does look awesome. And I know that it's, you know, this isn't just, hey, give me $10 and I'll do a song for you. This is a movie that you really, really got into and have spent some time with the real dude. Tell people who the Machine Gun Preacher is, Chris.
Well, he's a guy from Pennsylvania that was a biker, and he had drug problems, and he was a criminal, and he hit bottom like you do when you do that kind of stuff.
Right, sure.
And then he managed to actually kind of rise out of it, and he started a non-denominational church there that would allow drug addicts and homosexuals and whoever to come. So, because a lot of churches don't, and then that led him to going to Uganda and then the Sudan as part of a mission, and he saw bad stuff. He saw he ended up seeing some of the genocidal stuff and the slavery stuff happening in front of him, and he kind of snapped, and he ended up going over there and buying land in a very desolate kind of dangerous area and built an orphanage, which got attacked and burnt down, and he built it again and has just been kind of defiant in the face of the LRA, which are rebels that comb through villages and essentially kidnap children, kill adults, enslave people, sexually abuse people. And he just kind of stood through that and put his life on the line protecting these kids.
Okay, where does a guy... A white man in Africa get the strength to get up every day and fight against forces that powerful?
I haven't got a clue. And you know what? It's some people could read into the story and say this is a kind of born again Jesus thing, and that God chose him to do this. Personally, I don't think that
religion or politics necessarily has anything to do with this story. I think this is a story about a humanitarian, someone with a lot of compassion, and it happens to be a person that has violent tendencies, so he can survive in a situation like that and exist and actually point a gun at somebody else. And that's where the story gets difficult, because, you know, it's hard for some people to swallow it and say, okay, this is a good guy doing good stuff, because he is out there pointing guns at people and shooting people. And
right.
But his retort to that is, if someone stole your kids, would you care how I got them back? And I buy that. I wouldn't.
Yeah. The answer is no.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Now, they come to you and they say, hey, how about a song for the soundtrack? Do you watch the movie first and then think, how am I going to incorporate how I feel about this into a song? Or do you start from scratch? Or what did you do?
I read the script. They just started filming, so there was nothing to see, really. And I spoke to the director about it, you know, about his take on the story, and then read the script. And then the one thing that Mark Forster, the director, had me do was go on to the Angels of East Africa website, which is Sam Childers' organization. And I went on that, and there's a bunch of YouTube links where he's just kind of in the middle of it. He's at the orphanage or in villages just showing you what's going on. And he has a very direct way of showing you, and I think that inspired me the most.
The song is called The Keeper. We've got Chris Cornell on the line here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The song's available now at iTunes. The soundtrack comes out on the 20th, the movie a couple days later. Listen up. Here's a little bit of Chris Cornell, his new song, The Keeper, on the Kevin and Bean Show. Great stuff, Chris. Sounds really good, dude.
Thank you.
Is this, I know you only have a minute left, is this the type of movie that Americans are going to see and are going to get outraged about a problem they didn't really think about before and are going to demand that we get involved and take some action to help over there?
I have no idea. Honestly, with the climate of things politically right now and economically, it's hard to say. I mean, this is a strange story. You know, I could see the hardcore Christian right wing kind of going, let's back this guy up. But there's so many aspects of this story that doesn't fit into that sort of Tea Party mold right now.
Right.
Where who knows?
It's all black or all white. There's no shades of gray. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you got a lot going on right now. I know you're still doing some Soundgarden shows. You guys are working on a new record. You're getting ready to go out in the U.S. this fall with the Songbook Tour, solo acoustic stuff. We love having you on. We never get enough time with you. So if you're back in L.A., man, come in and spend a few minutes with us, if you would, Chris.
I'd love to do that. Thank you, guys.
All right, dude. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
Go to iTunes. You can get The Keeper today.
Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What you talking about, Ralph?
Thank God Jim Belushi's got another TV series. Oh. I was beginning to worry there for a second that he might be off our airways for a minute.
That, according to Jim, was on for 75 years straight.
Yeah, then he had The Defenders.
Oh,
with
right.
Our buddy Jerry O'Connell.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That was canceled by CBS. Well, he's got a new sitcom created by Diane English, who created famously Murphy Brown. So this one actually may have a shot. It's called You Won't Even Know I'm Here. I'm guessing that's the truth, Jim.
You want to know the TV shows here?
Yeah. He's producing and will star in it, so good luck. They're making TV shows now just for Kevin. Apparently the Kevin channel has been started.
Oh, we could be so lucky.
TNT is developing a new drama called Tom Clancy's Homeland Security. And it's all about a bunch of men and women who protect these United States of America from its terrorist enemies.
It's a reality show or a
no, it's
fictional?
Fictional show. Okay. New drama on TNT.
I'm in.
Characters, welcome.
Hey, that Homeland sure looks good, doesn't it?
It does.
It's really good.
That's going to be on Showtime.
That's Showtime, yeah.
Yeah. Starring Marina Baccarin, who is just this hot.
Okay.
So very hot. She was Anna, Queen of the V's. You may remember on ABC.
Oh, right. Yeah.
She was also in Firefly and a couple other projects. I was the host of the panel for Showtime this year down at Comic-Con, and Homeland was one of the shows we were talking about.
Fantastic.
So she came out on the stage, and I got a chance to hang with her backstage. It could not have been a more lovely, charming woman. I was very impressed by her.
At Comic-Con, do you just stay at the podium and then just they bring in another show?
They put a conveyor belt behind me, and they just put celebrities on the conveyor belt, and they just cruise past me at about 3 miles an hour, and I talk about them and ask them a question, and they just keep going. I'm there pretty much for 72 hours. I just lean up against the podium. They run past me.
And they hand you a note as they're coming up next to tell you what show they're on, right, so you can come up with some questions?
Yeah, I gotta scale back.
A little bit.
Forbes magazine released their highest paid men in entertainment list today. This is a list of all the men in the entertainment business. That's sports and television, music, film, authors, who made the most money in the 12 months from May of 2012 to May 2011. Here are your top 10, according to Forbes magazine. Tiger Woods was 10th on the list, made $75 million in that year span.
And none of that was from golf, right? Didn't win a dollar playing golf, right?
I've not won a major in I can't tell you how many years.
That's all sponsorships from before the fall?
Yep.
Yeah.
Condom sponsorship mostly, I think. Howard Stern, satellite talk show host, $76 million.
That's all?
He could buy the satellite that service that provides him now for that kind of money.
That's true.
They're not doing so well. Leonardo DiCaprio made $77 million. He was 8th on the list. Dr. Phil, 7th on the list with $80 million.
Oh, that's painful.
James Patterson. Now, he writes a series of successful mystery thrillers, right?
Yes. Yep. That's right.
So this could be from
Spider,
back catalog
the books.
Everything.
That's him?
I have no idea what his collection is. I know that it seems like he comes out with a book every 6 months, though.
There's a through line. He's like a detective that... goes through the mall, right? Am I thinking about the right guy? Is he the Kiss the Girls Made Him Cry guy? Is that guy?
You're looking at me like I know.
Lisa, you read a lot of books.
I know that, but I do believe it's a through line, like it's the same detective in each book.
Yeah. Anyway, he made $84 million.
Alex Cross, I'm being told.
Alex Cross, that's what I'm... Yeah. Yeah. Morgan Freeman played him in the movie, Kiss the Girls. And Tyler Perry's going to be playing him in the upcoming movie version of his book.
It's good, because Tyler Perry needs some money.
Yeah. Simon Cowell, 5th on the list, $90 million. Elton John, $100 million. Steven Spielberg, $107 million. Jerry Bruckheimer, $113 million. And speaking of Tyler Perry, $130 million makes him number one on Forbes' list for a one-year span, $130 million.
That's a lot for a year.
That's ridiculous.
That's a lot for 2 years, I'm going to go out and say.
A lot for a lifetime.
I can't wrap my mind around it.
No, I can't either.
It's Tuesday. That means new TV shows on DVD, new movies on DVD, and more CDs in your stores if you want to pick up something new. Sea of Memories by Bush. Hey, you just had the Bush Bash.
We did.
Yep, sure.
And
did.
Now they've got a new CD. What are the odds? What a coincidence.
You're a Bush fan. You'll love this. You'll love this album. It's great.
Let's see what else we got. Stained. Stained's got a new CD called Stained.
Again. Still.
Lady.
Can you rent that also, by the way?
I did, another
one on your list last
I
week?
I did, yeah. Lady Antebellum, Own the Night is the name of their new CD. Kristen Chenoweth, remember her from Glee, blonde powerhouse from that show?
Mm-hmm.
Got a new country western album out.
Ooh. No, really?
Yeah,
no.
Called Some Lessons Learned.
Uh-uh.
Lesson number one, don't release a country western album. Dead Throne by Devil Wears Prada. And this is just for Dave. Music is Awesome 3 by Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, he's okay. So excited right now.
Featuring The Killers, Devo, The Flaming Lips, Weird Al Yankovic, and Band of Horses. Music is Awesome is the name of that. 3, the third edition of that.
Yeah.
New DVDs, Star Wars, The Complete Saga as effed up by George Lucas.
Available. That's what they're calling it?
Yeah, available on Blu-ray.
No! No. No. No.
Thor, starring Chris Hemsworth and Natalie Portman, is available today as well. You can pick that up. And TV shows are available on DVD today. Big Bang Theory Season 4, Glee Season 2, Supernatural Season 6, Grey's Anatomy Season 7, Spartacus, Gods of the Arena, the entire box set, Rescue Me, 6th season, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia Season 6 is available. I know we've been playing this all morning, but I can't get enough of the guy from Canada.
Oh, he's the best. It's fun for me to listen to somebody else do this.
It shouldn't be that fun.
It is.
You're not that far off from this.
Come on now.
His name is Mark McAllister. He is a reporter for Global News Network. That's sort of the Canadian version of CNN. He was doing a story on F-18s and how they were being added to some sort of military action. I can't really make out. I believe it's a UN action. I think. I'm not positive. It really is hard to decipher exactly what he's talking about. But he goes on a out-of-control verbal spiral until he excuses himself and throws it back to the anchor. It's pretty magical.
Now, Defense Minister McCain McLeod did confirm today that more than 54 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 600 100 deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend that how the NOLAN remerges RN while the university or the UN mission what? As whole received support from all batteries in the pews of the gardens of today. Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
I'll hand it back
I'll
to somebody.
I'll hand it back to you.
Wow. Yeah.
That's magic.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrorizing those for the bit. They had the pit.
They need to get married. They really do.
Oh, their children. Hell? Their children would never speak. Let's hear some Kevin. Now. Let's put some Kevin up against. I'm just saying.
Just
a little comparison. A little taste test. Top. That's all.
Oh, sorry, I don't have any. Wish we did.
Give me a little, Kevin.
Wish we had some.
A quick little taste, Kevin.
I'm looking for a good representative clip. This is just at random. I have no idea how this one is.
If you have food and you have dinner, you have steak and you have a baked potato, and then you have dessert, you have ice cream, and then you put whipped cream on top of the ice cream. The whipped cream is dessert.
Well, at least we can make out the words. I don't know what the idea was behind it.
Yeah.
I'm saying words. They don't make sense, but I'm saying words.
You always say words.
How about this one then?
We wanted to, when you were coming up, the first, we said, what should we ask Dennis France? We said, I'm trying to figure out.
I mean, seriously, when you're getting mocked on a red carpet by a star.
That is funny because most stars in that situation go out of their way to not jump on, but I demanded it.
That's Sipowicz.
I really demanded it.
So he doesn't.
All right.
Are you a regular duck fan? Right. You watch all the time him?
No. Defense Minister McCain McLeod did.
By the way, that guy was hurting from second one.
Yeah, McLean, McLeod.
He didn't even start out strong from the very first second he was in trouble.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Put it under coin flip.
That's why I'm not on the Global News Network.
Today's celebrity.
Confirmed today that more than 54 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 600.
You're making out words, but as much as 20.
Oh, someone putting random words in a sentence together. Huh,
this
Kevin?
Guy's just, bad.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I promise I'll reboard when there are no further
acknowledgments
deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend that how the NOLAN.
Come on. It did depend on how the NOLAN. That's hard to argue.
Tyler Perry's 42 years old today. Stella McCartney, daughter of Paul and a fashion designer of some note in her own right, 40 years old today. Fiona Apple turns 34. And Ben Savage from Boy Meets World celebrates his 31st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have funny man Paul F. Tompkins in the studio.
Oh!
Excited about that, Ralph?
He's so funny. I love him.
We have Christina Applegate on the program tomorrow.
That's mm-hmm. what I'm talking about.
We have James Marsden on the program tomorrow.
Yes.
Wow, star-studded. And we have Adam Carolla on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
This week in Rage. That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.